You're listening to a podcast of Vancouver Canucks hockey on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
The Canucks suffered arguably their most disappointing loss of the season on Tuesday as they let a 3-0 lead slip away against the Oilers and lost 4-3, leaving Travis Green to provide a brutally honest assessment of his group's performance.
Well, we didn't play good enough to win, flat out, quite frankly. I don't think we had some individuals that didn't play good enough tonight. You know, maybe we get a little, I don't like to use the word fancy, but we don't make the right decision at certain times of the game when you have a lead and you can give a team life just by turning a puck over.
Tonight, Vancouver will need to respond with a 60-minute effort against the Oilers or risk losing a fourth consecutive game. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers. NHL hockey is on the air, live from Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
This is Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brandon Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you tonight from Rogers Arena in Vancouver ahead of the Canucks and the Oilers for the second and final time this week. And Hershey, it's great to be back. I really appreciate Joey Kenward stepping in and doing a great job over the last seven games. I really appreciate all the messages I got from listeners asking after me. I'm doing well. Everybody in my family's doing well. Happy to be back and ready for this one tonight.
It's good to have you back, Batch. Always. You know what? I missed you. I missed you. I was like, you know what? I actually had tears some nights. I was like, where's Batch? And it was just good to see you back in the saddle, buddy.
I'd give you a hug if I could, but we got to be socially distant. So let's take
hugs.
A look at the game tonight and start with our keys to the game. Hershey, beginning with key number one for the Canucks, and that is to stay engaged for a full 60 minutes tonight after they let a 3-0 lead go the other night.
Absolutely. You get up 3-0, you can't let your foot off the gas, especially on a team like the Oilers. You got to play a full 60, and that's where the Canucks have struggled this year. They've played 50, 55 good minutes, and then, you know what, something happens. But tonight, you play a full 60, you shut down McDavid and Draisaitl, you'll have a chance to win this game.
Key number two is to take the pressure off and try to be the underdog, or at least take that mentality.
Absolutely. You know what, you're in the position you're in. You're still a young team. I think this team from the start of the year put too much pressure on itself for the playoffs from last year. They're still young. You know what, you're the underdog. This Oilers team, these guys have got 3-4 more years on you. And some veteran guys, too, as well. So, you know what? Play like the underdog. Take the pressure off. Put all the pressure on Edmonton to beat you. You have to come from behind now in the standings as well.
Let's take a look at the injury report brought to you by Safety Driven. Trucking companies have a powerful partner in safety. Safety Driven, providing free online resources to help you make your operations safer. Learn more at safetydriven.ca. For the Canucks, Michael Ferland still on the long-term injured reserve. Tyler Mott and Justin Bailey are also hurt and won't play tonight. Zach McEwen, Jalen Chatfield, and Ole Juolevi are the healthy scratches for the Canucks. Meanwhile, for the Oilers, Oscar Klefbom's out long-term with a shoulder injury. Slater Cuckoo and Zach Cassian both have upper body injuries. Kyle Turris, James Neal, and Patrick Russell are healthy and won't play tonight as the Oilers will go with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, with Ethan Bear drawing back into the lineup. Starting goaltenders first for Vancouver, it's Thatcher Demko going back in between the pipes, made 25 saves in the 4-3 loss against the Oilers on Tuesday, is 0-3 in three career meetings with Edmonton, rather, with an .890 save percentage in those games. Meanwhile, Mike Smith comes in red hot, 5-0 to start the year as he'll take to the crease for the Oilers, a .934 save percentage along the way. Oilers will start this game tonight with the defensive pairing of Chris Russell and Adam Larson. Up front, it's Dominic Cahoon on left wing with Leon Draisaitl skating down the middle. And on the right side, it'll be Kyler Yamamoto. And we're not exactly sure what the Canucks starting lineup will be yet, because they have yet to submit it. So we'll bring that to you when we come back in just a couple of minutes as the Canucks face the Oilers next from Vancouver on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers in game number 24 of the regular season for Vancouver. The Canucks looking to avoid a fourth straight loss, are 8-13-2 on the year. The Oilers are 10-2 since January 30th. The best record in the National Hockey League. They're 13-8-0 on the season. Canucks starting lineup tonight. as Thatcher Demko in the crease to our right with Quinn Hughes and a returning Travis Hamonic on the blue line. Up front, it's JT Miller on left wing with Brandon Sutter at center ice and Adam Gaudette on the right side. The Canucks wearing the reverse retro jerseys with the blue and green trim. We'll skate from right to left in the first. The Oilers in their reverse retros, white jerseys with orange and blue trim, will go from left to right. And the opening faceoff is brought to you by My Garage Hope. Peace of mind for your prized possessions. As the Canucks win the opening faceoff and play it to the Oiler line, JT Miller after it on the right wing over skate to the puck, and Leon Draisaitl clears back to center ice. Quinn Hughes back to it at his own line. Goes D to D to Hamonic farboards. Back to the near side for Miller. Skates through the middle around Draisaitl. Passes ahead for Brandon Sutter. Into the Oilers zone. Left circle. Miller with a wrist shot right on. And Mike Smith was squared to the shot. Made the save. And held for the whistle. The officials tonight are Eric Furlatt and Graham Skilliter. The linesmen Scott Cherry and Bevan Mills.
Ah, Batch, good to hear your voice again. I like Joey, but it's always good to hear you in my ear, buddy.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Canucks started. They shifted around some lines. Miller on the third line with Sutter and Gaudette, but you know, we'll see how that transpires. He usually moves guys around quite a bit.
Faceoff win for Bo Horvat in the Oilers zone. Canucks can't keep it in, though, and Edmonton will bring it to center. Tyson Barrie delays in his own end first to set up the breakout for the Oilers.
I think Travis Green also wanted to spread out his scoring a little bit rather than just have the one line that had all the points.
There's Puljujärvi with a shot for the top of the right circle. Stopped by Demko. Then the rebound was batted clean over the glass and out of play by Jake Virtanen. He's going to go for delay of game, and the Oilers get a power play just 49 seconds into the first period, and that is not a lucky bounce for number 18.
No, that's not how you want to start this game.
It
bounced off of Thatcher Demko's stick, hopped up in the air, and then Virtanen tried to give it just kind of a little love tap to get it out of the area, and it ended up taking off of his stick. A little bit of bad luck for Jake Virtanen off the start, and this Oiler power play is red hot, 4 goals in their last 2 games off of it.
And they win the faceoff. Here's Barrie, top of the point. Left circle for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. To the side of the goal for Alex Chiasson. Now to the right corner, McDavid sent it into the crease. Draisaitl couldn't tip it home. Then it's thrown to the goal by Nugent-Hopkins, and he missed on the stick side of Demko.
No, Demko didn't even see that.
Now here's McDavid with speed. Left circle, passes across to the right side. Tried to find Draisaitl. It tipped off a stick and into the corner. McDavid has it there. Right wing side, stick handling to the slot. Played a pass back over the stick of Barrie. Here come the Canucks to center. Chance for a 2-on-1 shorthanded. JT Miller after it on the right wing. Passes in front for Jay Beagle going to the net. It rolled away from him, but Beagle recovers it on the near boards, passes back to his own line. Myers missed it. It rolls in on Demko, who faked like he was going to pass to Myers, then went near side for Edler, sends it ahead. It's Brandon Sutter, shorthanded breakaway to the backhand, and he missed on the near side. There's a rebound for Roussel, who throws it through the crease and out the near side as Mike Smith was sliding on the ice completely out of position. Now here's McDavid, down the left wing with speed to the backhand in front, and Thatcher Demko makes the save. Back and forth action inside the first 2 minutes of the hockey game, but it's still scoreless. The Canucks and the Oilers, 1:46 into the first, and Edmonton remains on the power play for another minute and 3 seconds.
And breathe. Wow. Sutter tries to go to the backhand on Smith, misses the net, and then Roussel's got a wide open net because Smith overslid by like 3 feet. And then he misses. And then Roussel and Sutter are both caught down in the far zone, and McDavid just blows around a D. And a great save by Thatcher Demko to keep the score at nothing-nothing.
Top power play unit still out there for the Oilers. The lone change is that Darnell Nurse has come on for Tyson Barrie. Now here's Nugent-Hopkins, left circle. Back to Nurse at the line. Right side, McDavid fakes the shot. Passes near corner for Draisaitl. Tried to slide it in front. Blocked by Myers. He can't clear. And McDavid gets it again. Fights it free near boards for Draisaitl, who stumbled. But Nurse kept the puck in. Left wing for Nugent-Hopkins. Down the boards for Puljujärvi. Back to Nugent-Hopkins. Right circle. Draisaitl with a pass to the back door. Looking for a tip in from McDavid, but he just missed it. Oilers all over the Canucks. 25 seconds left in the Edmonton power play. Here's Nurse, top of the point. Passes left circle over the stick of Nugent-Hopkins. Puljujärvi behind the net mishandled it. Myers gets it free to the line and just out of the zone as Nurse couldn't hold in. Oilers have to tag up on a delayed offside, and that gives Alex Edler time to fire it all the way down on Mike Smith in the Oiler crease.
Well, Draisaitl has an opportunity to shoot, but he's got 8 assists in 3 games this year versus the Canucks. No goals. So you know he's probably going to dish 9 times out of 10. And you have to play that pass rather than the shot. You got to be ready for that with him.
Successful PK for the Canucks as the Oilers go to 0 for 1 on the power play. And Adam Larson is back to the puck in the Edmonton zone to our left. Larson fires it to center for Josh Archibald. Rims it behind the Vancouver goal. Demko out of the crease. Leaves for Jordy Benn, who's tied up by Jajar Kara. played it to the far side for Brock Besser, throws it through the zone to the near point, but Adam Larson holds in and sweeps it back in behind the Vancouver goal. Kara missed it there. Besser gets it far side. This time the backhand pass connects with Niels Hoglander, who skates to center and dumps it across into the right corner. Elias Pettersson after it there. Had his stick lifted by Chris Russell. Here come the Oilers to center with speed. McDavid across the Vancouver line on right wing. Driving wide on Hughes. Backhand shot from a tight angle. And Demko made the save. He'll hold on for the whistle. And the interesting wrinkle for Dave Tippett tonight, Hershey, is that he's going with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, which means you can double shift Connor McDavid and try and get him out there in unfavorable matchups.
Well, the Oilers, they're just looking to pad their stats in the division, their lead. And with these guys as red hot as they are, why not get them as much ice time as you can? They were dynamite last game. Dreisaitl had 3 assists. McDavid had a goal. And you're right. They're gone with 7D and 11 forwards.
As the Oilers win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone, Alex Chiasson clears near corner for Connor McDavid. McDavid out with Haas and Chiasson here on a hybrid fourth line. And they've got it in the Vancouver zone, but Nate Schmidt gets it free. Goes far boards for Jake Virtanen. And rink-wide pass left wing to center. Goes over the stick of Horvat, but icing's waved off as Mike Smith leaves his net to handle. Smith on the back end. Goes near side for Evan Bouchard. He'll get it to center, only as far as Alex Edler, who slaps it back in behind the Oiler goal with both teams changing.
Now, this is a fast hockey game right now. JT Miller still on the line with Sutter and Gaudet. He started out pretty quick. Couple of good opportunities, but he looks like he's ready to work.
Here's Dreisaitl with a burst of speed into the Vancouver zone, trying to backhand pass into the slot off the right wing that missed Dominic Cahoon, and JT Miller brings it back to center and dumps it in. Ethan Bear back into the Oiler lineup, far corner, gets the puck up the boards and out to center. Travis Hamonic takes it to the red line for the Canucks. Near side for Hughes, back to Hamonic far boards, rims it behind the Oiler net. Mike Smith again leaves the net. Plays it far side. And it's cleared out of the zone by Bouchard. Hamonic breaks it up at the red line and clears it right back in as the Canucks are content to dump the puck in and make Mike Smith handle it, which might be a good strategy with Mike Smith's track record of turning pucks over.
He'll give one away. He can play it, no question. He's one of the best, but he'll give them away too.
Now here's Pettersson, right wing, across the Oiler line, carries to the far corner, passes into the slot. Besser settles and shoots, and he just missed on the stick side of Smith with a snapshot from the top of the right circle. Now Besser chases it back into his own zone. He's watched by McDavid. Clears around to the near side for Niels Hoglander. Elevated to play with Pettersson and Besser tonight, and he gets the puck out to center.
Well, Besser had to get off that quick. He snapped it, and a little quick. So that's why he missed the net. Couldn't get that accuracy. He was getting pressured.
Now Myers in his own zone. Passes right wing to center. Jay Beagle knocks it loose for Antoine Roussel. Roussel through the middle across the Oiler line. Had his stick lifted by Puljujärvi. Got it behind the net. Mike Smith lost the handle of the puck as he came out to handle it. But Jace Harala goes to the left point for Jordy Benn. His shot bounced off the skate of Chris Russell. Hit the outside of the goal. Benn thought it was in. But play is going to continue as Harala has it right corner.
That's what you have to do to Mike Smith. He gets the puck. You got to go right after him. You can't give him time to make plays. He'll give one up.
Now Harlock, left circle, trying to pass to the line, gets through to Jordy Benn, long shot is blocked by Larson, comes right point, Myers with a drive, and Roussel tipped that wide of the net. Now Jesse Puljujärvi at his own blue line, skates around Virtanen through the middle, brings it to center and lifts it high off the glass in behind the Canuck goal. Just past the 6-minute mark of the first period, no score, the Canucks and the Oilers tonight at Rogers Arena.
Well, this game has a lot of pace to it, good speed so far.
Now here's Archibald with a burst of speed, left wing into the Vancouver zone, trying to get around Myers, then he bowls over Thatcher Demko, knocked the Vancouver netminder back into the net, and there's a big dogpile in the crease. Arm in the air from referee Graham Skilleter, and we'll have a penalty resulting from that as Archibald absolutely ran over Thatcher Demko. 6:33 into the first, no score. The Canucks and the Oilers on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 6:33 into the first, no score. The Canucks and the Oilers, but Vancouver's off to the power play for the first time tonight with Josh Archibald in the box for goaltender interference.
I think the Canucks got a little bit of a favor there because Myers pushed him into his goalie.
Face-off in the Edmonton zone to our left in the near circle. Horvat to take it opposite Gaetan Haas. As the puck rolls to Mike Smith, he'll leave for Kyler Yamamoto. Threw it through the middle, but JT Miller knocked it down for Elias Pettersson right circle. Pettersson to the left wing for Besser. Back to the line for Hughes. Wrist shot tipped off his stick and wide to the net of Smith on the glove-hand side. Now Miller for the end boards. Right circle. Horvat elevated a wrist shot over the goal. And Besser has to scamper back to the left point to hold it in. Besser plays across for Pettersson. Steps out of the way of a hit attempt from Kyler Yamamoto. Pettersson into the slot. Through it to the goal. Rebound in front for JT Miller. And he just missed wide on the stick side of Smith. Had a wide open goal but couldn't hit the target as the Canucks counterattack quickly after the Oilers clear.
Well, Pettersson with a shot pass and a nice tip but then couldn't get the rebound.
Now here's Hughes from the line. Right circle, Pettersson, one-time drive, and Smith got a piece of it as the Oilers get it back to center. And Hughes takes it there. Still with a minute and 10 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. Now here's Miller, left wing, into the Edmonton zone. Stops up on the wall, plays it back to the point. Hughes just holds in, goes rink wide right side for Pettersson. Top of the circle, Pettersson trying to pass through the middle, blocked by Nugent Hopkins. Comes back to Pettersson, behind the net for Horvat, lets it roll to the near corner. Besser after it there, knocks it free from Ethan Bear. Horvat across to help out. Carries back to the top of the circle, leaves for JT Miller on the left wing. He'll scoop it back to the point for Hughes. Now to the right circle, Pettersson. Back to Hughes, top of the point, left wing. Besser, one-time drive, blocked by Bear. He goes down in pain, and the Canucks still have it in the zone. 35 seconds left in the power play. Horvat, or rather Miller, to the line for Hughes. Right circle, Pettersson in front for Horvat. Settles near side. Besser is stopped by Smith off a clean wrist shot from the right wing, or the left wing, face-off dot, rather. Now Nugent Hopkins in the near corner. Gets it loose for a still laboring Ethan Bear. Plays across to Chris Russell. He'll clear it all the way down. Both teams change with just 15 seconds left in the Vancouver power play.
My goodness, that looked like a young Mike Smith in goal. Who is this 38, 39-year-old man that's coming up?
Second power play unit out here with just 5 seconds left. Here's Myers in on the right wing. Hard wrist shot, and Smith fought it off his right arm. Now Schmidt from the left point. Behind the Oilers goal for Pearson. Swung and passed into the slot for Gaudette. He missed it, though, and here's Archibald out of the box. Takes a pass from Dominic Cahoon. Carries into the Vancouver zone. Archibald tried to throw it through the middle. Gaudette tips to the near corner, and Hoglander takes it behind the net. Almost at the nine-minute mark, first period. No score, the Canucks and the Oilers. Both teams are 0-for-1 on the power play tonight as Hoglander brings it in on the left wing, tried a shot, and Tyson Barrie tips it out of play.
Oh, Mike Smith, he looks like he's 24 years old, not 38. He's coming up on his 39th birthday here in a month. And, man, he robs Pettersson on a one-timer, robbed JT Miller off the slot, and then Brock Besser had a great chance off the side. And he finds it and makes a blocker save. I don't know what more the Canucks could have done on that power play, Brendan. I had 5 scoring chances for them on that power play alone.
Mike Smith, 4-0 in 4 road games this year with a .958 save percentage. As the Canucks win the draw, Roussel tried a shot in the slot. It's blocked. Horvat trying to get it back. Scoops it into the slot. Rolling puck is settled by Nugent Hopkins, and he'll play it out to center on left wing. Canucks touch the puck, and we got a Vancouver penalty.
There's a hook. It's going to be on Vertanen.
His second minor penalty of the first period.
Number 18, minor penalty hooking.
I'm not sure what to say. Jake Vertanen started on the second line. I think he's going to be dropping to the fourth very quickly. That's 2 penalties here in the first 10 minutes. And that's a penalty where you're not skating. He just ends up hooking the player, Jujhar Khera. He just doesn't just stop skating. And I don't know what, if you're Travis Green, what you do with that anymore. He just continues to put himself in the doghouse.
Brandon Sutter wins a draw in his own zone so that Alex Edler can get the puck all the way down the ice, and the Oilers' power play will have to start from behind its own net. Darnell Nurse drops it to Connor McDavid in the Edmonton end to our left. Here's McDavid through the middle with speed into the Vancouver zone. Left wing for Nugent Hopkins. Dumps it far corner. Edler stepped into McDavid, got the puck free for Tyler Myers, and he'll get it off the boards and all the way down.
Oh, Edler lined up McDavid. He wanted a piece of him hard, but Connor McDavid just saw him at the last second and stepped out of the way.
Nurse back in his own zone. Edmonton's power play ranked 10th in the league coming into the game tonight at 26.3%. Now Chiasson across the Vancouver line on right wing, carries near corner. He was tied up by Edler. Miller fights it to the point but not out. Darnell Nurse has it at the line. Right circle, McDavid. Again for Nurse. Fakes the shot. Back to McDavid. Settles and shoots. It's blocked by Edler and rolls to the far corner where Nugent Hopkins takes it. Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Left wing half wall for Dreisaitl. Back to Nurse at the line. Now to the right wing for McDavid. McDavid At the right wing, hash marks again to the line for Nurse. Back to Dreisaitl, left wing. Canucks PK doing a good job keeping the Oilers to the outside. And now here's Nurse down the left wing towards the goal. Pass into the slot was blocked by a sprawling JT Miller. And Jay Beagle clears it through the middle and all the way down the ice.
Oh, you got to watch. Mike Smith just fired one up to Dreisaitl.
As the Oilers come back quickly, here's McDavid near boards. Try to drop pass to Barry at the line, but Sutter broke it up. And he's able to force it back into Edmonton territory yet again.
And that's the one thing that happens when the goalie fires it up like that. You don't get a change. And the Oilers were tired, and Canucks were aware of Smith firing it up.
And here's Puljujarvi, left wing for Nugent Hopkins into the Vancouver end. Goes back to Tyson Barry at the line. Now to the right circle for McDavid. 15 seconds left in the Oiler power play. Barry, left wing for Nugent Hopkins. Back to Barry. Now to the right wing for McDavid. Connor McDavid to Tyson Barry. One time drive blocked by Sutter. Rebound for Dreisaitl. He's robbed by Demko, who stumped him on the rebound too. Then McDavid throws it to the net. And that was tipped just wide. Thatcher Demko comes up huge on Leon Dreisaitl twice to keep this a scoreless hockey game. And the Canucks are back to even strength.
He had a wide open net. No goalie. I don't even know how Demko got his leg across there. What a save that was. That's the save of the season for Thatcher Demko.
As he went fully into the splits and made the stop with the left pad.
And then he got McDavid on the rebound as well.
Canucks breaking out. As Hoglander goes through the middle to center for Besser. Onto the right wing for Hamonic up in the rush. Hamonic with a sharp angle shot. Held out by Smith. Hamonic chops it back to the side of the net from below the goal line. Which might be a good strategy with Mike Smith after the goal he gave up to Bo Horvat on Tuesday. But he made the save on that opportunity, and the Oilers bring it back into the Vancouver zone. Tyler Ennis turned it over to Travis Hamonic. Near side for Hoglander, who's hit a little bit late by Josh Archibald, but got it free to Hughes. Now right wing for Pettersson into the Oilers zone. Back to Hughes in the slot. Makes a move to the left circle. Goes back to Pettersson with a wrister. And did that one catch the post, or did Mike Smith get a piece of it?
Blocker save. Incredible.
I think it went off the stick and it goes over the glass and out of play. 7:51 left in the first period. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers at Rogers Arena on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. When a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune in to the postgame show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack. Triple O's Nashville-style hot chicken sandwich made with quality ingredients for a taste like no other. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you tonight at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. 7:51 left in the first period. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers. Vancouver's out shooting Edmonton 10-6. And Mike Smith has had to be good for Edmonton to start this game. Canucks win a faceoff of the Oilers zone to our left. Hamonic shot wide. Horvat chopped a rebound off the outside of the net. And now Hamonic gets it again. Drive from the left point. Tipped off a skate. And I think Smith got a piece of it as the Oilers clear back to center ice. Now here's Yamamoto on Hamonic. Forces a turnover. And alone he shoots. And he hit the post. Looked like it might have been in from up here. But it's immediately waved off by referee Graham Skilleter, and play will continue. And it was actually the crossbar.
Looks like it hit the back of the net on the replay, but I can't be sure, Brendan.
We'll wait and see if they stop play. If we hear a horn to stop play carrying forward, you know that the goal will count. As the Canucks go offside of the Oiler blue line, 7:10 left in the first.
I think they're going to look at this. But Yamamoto thought it was in. He stopped playing. Well,
it's clean off the crossbar.
It does look like off the crossbar now that you think about it and look at it and see it. You're right, Brendan. I saw the replay quickly. It looked like it hit the camera on the back bar. And they have taken a look at it. It's deemed good. We're going to play on. This game is wide open.
Tough spot for Travis Hamonic there, his first game back in the lineup. And Kyler Yamamoto was all over him to force the turnover of the Vancouver blue line. Luckily for Hamonic, Yamamoto hits the crossbar, and there's still no score with under 7 minutes remaining in the first.
I got the chances at 9-6 right now for the Canucks. Like, that's a game's worth of chances for one team.
This game, wide open. It's been wide open. I was going to say end-to-end. River hockey, it feels like. As Nate Schmidt settles it behind his own net for the Canucks, near boards for Niels Hoglander. Makes a smart play off the boards and out, but sends it all the way down, and it's icing against Vancouver.
Feels like I'm watching the old Kamloops Blazers in the 1980s. Ken Hitchcock.
What was it like playing net for some of those Kamloops Blazers teams? Obviously into the 90s for you, but
when I was 17, I think my goals against average was over 4 in that league, and I still had like 48 wins. That's just the way it was back then. Like, everybody was over 3.5, 4. Now guys are around 2. And yeah, everyone talks about Ken Hitchcock's defensive hockey, and he was a very offensive-minded coach with Kamloops.
Canucks clear the puck to center. Big collision at the red line as Archibald caught Hoglander away from the puck. They both appear to be fine. Just an awkward play through the middle.
Well, you could call this interference on both guys, actually. They both look to hit. And Hoglander, I like this. He braces himself. And Archibald's looking for a big hit.
And they both go flying, but they're both all right.
I like that. It's one of the best games we've seen so far this year.
Canucks win the faceoff and dump it into the Oilers zone. Here's Myers, right point, long wrist shot blocked in front by Larson. Puck ricochets off Beagle behind the net. And he's after it on the near boards, but Larson plays it loose for Jujhar Khaira, who's hit at center by Roussel as he plays it ahead into the Vancouver zone.
Mike Smith plays so deep in his net, the best way to beat him is wrist shots from the point and then tips, because he doesn't cover enough net sitting back there, and it's hard to react that quickly. You just got to keep throwing pucks at the net from the point and keep getting sticks on it.
Now Harlock in his own zone turned it over to Ennis through the middle. Kara's in alone, and he's stopped by Demko again, this time with a blocker. Thatcher Demko has had some work to do in the first period. He made a couple of tremendous saves on Leon Draisaitl earlier. Had a Yamamoto breakaway go off the crossbar, and then he robs Jujhar Khaira there to keep this game scoreless.
Well, Thatcher Demko's been watching Mike Smith. He says, anything you can do, I can do better. And he just ended up robbing the Oiler player on a breakaway with his blocker. What a save that was.
Now Hughes left wing to center. Plays it up the boards for Tanner Pearson. Dumps it into the Edmonton zone. Delayed offside against the Canucks because Horvat was ahead of the play. Gives the Oilers time to set up their breakout. Tyson Barry on the near sidewall. Goes right wing to center for Gaetan Haas, who's hit hard by Jake Virtanen. Puck comes loose for Pearson, and he'll dump it back into Edmonton's end of the ice. Nurse back to the puck. Leaves for Barry behind the goal. Both teams getting partial changes. As Tyson Barry goes far side for Dominic Cahoon. Cahoon with speed to the Vancouver line. Winds through the slot. Drop pass for Draisaitl. Forced to the far boards by Gaudette. Then Sutter pokes it off his stick. And here's Brandon Sutter through the middle. Partial break into the Oilers zone. Shoots from the right circle. And Smith came out confidently and stopped him with a blocker. Now Gaudette winding top of the point. Goes right circle. Travis Hamonic low. Shot was deflected off an Oilers stick. And wide of the net on the near side. Now back to the puck. Caleb Jones from behind his own net. Lifts it high in the air to center. Gloved down by Gaudette and dumped back into the Oiler end. Miller after it on the forecheck, tied up by Jones on the far boards. Miller looking to the referee, wanting an interference call. They will not oblige him, though, and the Oilers can set up their breakout with the Canucks changing. And
Travis Green has kept his line status quo right now. Miller is still on this line with Sutter and Gaudette.
Now Hoglander at center. Gains the Oiler line on right wing. Niels Hoglander trying to dance around Chris Russell, who poked the puck away but turned it over to Pettersson. Back to Hoglander. Right wing faceoff dot. Try to pass into the slot for Besser. It was knocked away before it reached the Vancouver winger. And Jesse Puljujarvi brings it back to the Vancouver line on right wing and dumps it in. Just over 3.5 minutes remaining in the first. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers. Adam Larson, right point. Down the near boards for McDavid. Back to Larson. Long drive. Hit a body in front. Big rebound. Left circle. Chris Russell sent it to the net, and Demko stopped him. Down low. Did a good job of tracking that puck through all sorts of traffic in front. Now McDavid with a shot. Blocked by Pettersson. It's caught up in his equipment. And that will draw a whistle as Edler comes across and gives Puljujarvi a shot. As the Oiler forward was trying to dig the puck loose from Elias Pettersson. 3:18 left in the first. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers on Alpine Credits. Canucks hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Hockey is back, and so is the Online 5050. Just go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at 9:30 tonight. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Tonight's estimated jackpot is $100,000. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you from Rogers Arena. 3:18 left in the first period. No score, the Canucks and the Oilers. In the final game of the reverse retro homestand, the faceoff will come in the Vancouver zone near circle to our right. Horvat to take it against McDavid. And the Oiler captain wins the puck to the near boards. Connor McDavid off the right wing, winding into the slot, tried a shot. It tipped off a stick and wide on the stick side of Demko. McDavid gets it back, left point. Darnell Nurse, long shot blocked by Jake Virtanen, and he kicks it out to center ice. Lost his stick. But is able to get it to the red line. Oilers regroup anyway, and here's Puljujarvi into the Vancouver end on right wing. He'll dump it behind the net. Nate Schmidt back to it, pinned to the boards by McDavid. Puck rolls free near side for Edler, has his pocket picked by McDavid, who's all over the ice on this shift. And the Oilers still have it in the zone. Ethan Bear with a long drive from the line. Stopped by Demko. He cleared the rebound away with his stick before Darnell Nurse could get to it. Now Schmidt in the near corner fires it high off the glass and out to center. Not heavy enough for an icing call, and the Canucks can get a line change. The
Oilers are good at picking pockets. So anytime you have the puck, you got to be ready that someone's coming from behind you to grab it. McDavid's done it once here. Yamamoto's been able to do it. Yeah, be ready for that.
Quinn Hughes in the near corner in his own zone. Hit by Tyler Ennis. Jajar Kara got it free to the top of the crease, and Demko just falls on top of that one to get a whistle. Make sure to stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission coming up in moments. We'll go right to Andrew Walker and Vic Nizar for instant analysis.
Well, Canucks so far, a good first period for them. Out shooting the Oilers 12-9. I get concerned that it's a little bit too wide open. You want to play river hockey against the Oilers team. Connor McDavid eventually is going to burn you if you don't watch him. But so far, you know, Mike Smith has been the difference in this first period, but Thatcher Demko hasn't been outdone himself.
Oilers win the faceoff in the Vancouver zone. In the near corner, Dominic Cahoon gets the puck. He's knocked off it by Jordy Benn, though, and Brandon Sutter takes it to center. Sutter, left wing into the Oilers zone, pokes it near corner. Adam Gaudette after it. Sutter there as well will carry behind the Edmonton net. Brandon Sutter on the far boards, lost the puck. JT Miller in behind the net, gets it, goes left point. Jordy Benn with a shot. It was deflected by Sutter, and I think that tipped off the top of the crossbar before going over the glass and out of play. As the Canucks have done a good job getting bodies to the front of the net, and Brandon Sutter was very nearly rewarded on that last opportunity.
Batch, did you get like LASIK surgery or something on your eyes when you took a break? Because your eyesight is incredible right now. I thought that hit Mike Smith. And you're right, it does go off the crossbar. And you called the Yamamoto breakaway off the crossbar. It's impressive. Maybe you've got bionic eyes now.
Maybe I need to take 2-week breaks more often. No, I'm just kidding. I'm good.
Maybe. Can I get one? You were stuck in your house, though.
I was, yes.
It's not like you could go anywhere. It's not like you were gallivanting the planet for 2 weeks.
No, definitely not. Although, who is gallivanting the planet right now?
Nobody.
90 seconds left in this first period. Canucks breaking out of their own zone. Brock Besser tips it into the Edmonton end on right wing, but Chris Russell's back to it, and he'll play it left wing to center for Tyler Ennis, who lifts it into the Vancouver zone.
Well, good to see Hamonic back, and he's out on the ice right now with Quinn Hughes. He missed 18 games. A long time to sit. And he didn't get a training camp, remember, and didn't play last year in the playoffs, so he kind of almost got a training camp when he got injured and got back into the... back into the game, but Thatcher Demko just covered the puck, so
he did.
I'll do your job.
There you go. Why not?
Do mine.
1-0-1 left in the first, no score. I wanted you to finish your thought before I.
You know my thoughts. I've been hitting the head with so many pucks. My thoughts. I'm not sure if they ever finish. They just run on.
One thought rolls into the next.
It just rolls into. Absolutely.
Horvat with a defensive zone faceoff win. Tanner Pearson clears near point. Not out. Tyson Barrie tried a shot. Pearson blocked it with his stick, and Vertanen gets it far boards and fires it off the glass out to center. Tyson Barrie at the red line, dumps it back in. Demko out of the net, bats it down far corner for Nate Schmidt. Nice pass through the middle for Horvat, who will play it high in the air on the backhand to the Oiler blue line. Barrie back to it. Vertanen on top of him quickly on the forecheck. And Tyson Barrie clears around far side for Nugent Hopkins. Pearson's right on him on the wall, but it comes free to Puljujarvi, and he'll clear to center with just over 25 seconds left in the first period. Now Vertanen plays it back into the Oilers zone. Looked like he might have tripped one of the Oilers. Canucks get caught with too many men on the ice. No one wanted to touch the puck, and McDavid's in on the left wing into the Vancouver zone. Jordy Benn did well to force him wide. Canucks are awfully lucky they weren't called there.
I don't know how they didn't get called.
I think there were seven of them on the ice at one point, but none of them touched the puck. It goes back into the Oilers zone with 5 seconds left in the period, and we'll head to the first intermission with neither side able to find the back of the net. Is the story out of the opening 20, Hershey, is the performance of the two goaltenders, Thatcher Demko and Mike Smith.
It was wide open, and that was the best display of goaltending I think I've seen by both goaltenders this year. And that's the only reason we're tied at zero going into the intermission.
Time now for instant analysis. Let's join Andrew Walker and Vic Nizar.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Connor McDavid to Tyson Barry. One-time drive blocked by Sutter. Rebound for Dreisaitl. He's robbed by Demko, who stopped him on the rebound, too. Then McDavid throws it to the net, and that was tipped just wide. Thatcher Demko comes up huge on Leon Dreisaitl twice to keep this a scoreless hockey game.
Well, it was a wild first period from Rogers Arena. It is Canucks Central at the intermission. We're through 20 minutes of play, and somehow, I don't know how, we'll analyze it, but I'm not sure how. It is a scoreless hockey game, a real goaltender's battle right now between Thatcher Demko and the Oilers' Mike Smith. Andrew Walker and Bick Nizar with you. Canucks and Oilers scoreless after 20. We've talked a lot about key saves at key times and how Thatcher Demko and Braden Holtby both have kind of let their team down over the last few weeks, Bick, and it was a lot of Thatcher Demko in that first period. Somehow this game is scoreless.
Yeah, I need the analytics people or the mythical hockey gods to explain how this game is 0-0, because forget key saves or save. Thatcher Demko made multiple key saves in the first period, one on Dreisaitl, one on McDavid. Just the type of performance that we haven't seen so far this year, and we use the term, stealing a game. Well, if they wind up winning this game, you'll come back to the first period and say, well, that's why they were still in it.
Well, and we've talked a lot about how important that first goal is. Canucks have a great record when they score first. The trouble is they don't always do it, and they're 0-11. When they don't score first. So it's more than a trend. They need that first one, and it wasn't for lack of trying either. I mean, Mike Smith was very good in that first period as well, because Brandon Sutter had a couple of chances. Antoine Roussel had what looked to be an open net, shorthanded. The power play for the Canucks went 0-for-1, but they moved the puck around really well. The power play does look dangerous. So they had their chances as well, both goalies going head-to-head.
Yeah, Mike Smith is matching his counterpart, especially on the power play. When the Canucks had the power play, big save off of Brock Besser and a nice save off of Elias Pettersson as well. Not sure how Roussel didn't bury that chance. It felt like he made it harder on himself trying to spin around and put it on the forehand when he could have just slotted backhand.
Yeah.
It gave Mike Smith time to kind of shrink the net a bit, even though he was still scrambling.
A lot of people talking about JT Miller, obviously, this week and prior to this one. The lines are mixed up, so he's playing with Brandon Sutter tonight. The Lotto line is broken up. We'll get to that in a second. But it feels like a big game for JT Miller, trying to get right this season. Bick, what did you make of his play in the first 20?
Well, he spoke yesterday a lot about playing with emotion, and he plays like a surly, grumpy, moody type of game in general. And the point he was trying to make is, just because we're losing right now, it feels like people are focusing on it and that he's always kind of been that way. And, there was a moment when it looked like a penalty, probably should have been a penalty. He kind of stopped skating on the play, which isn't a good look. But he turned around to the refs and wasn't thrilled about it.
Yeah.
But I thought in general, he looks kind of like the JT Miller we saw last year. And that line on a whole, Brandon Sutter, JT Miller, Adam Gaudette, did great. You think of two responsible players like Miller and Sutter playing together, their puck possession numbers for that period were very phenomenal.
Now, it's interesting because two guys that maybe fans are a little less bullish on these days, but historically, it's give them a chance in the top six. Give them a chance with good players. And they're Jake Virtanen and Adam Gaudette, and they both are getting their chance with good centermen tonight, or at least good players on their lines tonight. I thought the Gaudette line, like you said, was really good on the forecheck. They all had chances. Jake Virtanen, bit of an inauspicious start for him. Can't blame him too much on the delay of game penalty. It is bad luck, admittedly. But when you take an early penalty and your team kills it off, the one thing you don't want to do is take another penalty right after that. And Jake with two minor penalties, it's not the greatest first impression for him on that line.
Especially like a lazy penalty, right? If it's another effort penalty, and you can forgive that. The first penalty is so unlucky. He's in the right spot, good defensive read to be in that area to clean up any rebound, and just bats it out of the rink. The second one, though, it's like you're turning around. Your first instinct should be to skate, and if your first instinct is to reach out and put your stick on a player, like forget lazy or bad. Like, that's just bad general hockey instincts. That's the sort of stuff that we harp on so often. Rather than move your skate, which should be your natural inclination, he's trying to slow someone down and just put a stick on him and let his stick do the work rather than put the work in it himself.
650-650 is the Dunbar Lumber text line if you want to weigh in. It's Canuck Central at the intermission. Andrew Walker and the host of Canuck Central at noon. Bick Nizar with you. Unsigned text to the Dunbar Lumber text line. If you are Adam Gaudette, are you embarrassed playing center that you're the third choice to take a draw? I mean, yes and no. It's a part of his game that will have to be developed if he wants to be a prototypical third-line center. But JT Miller, Brandon Sutter, obviously pretty good guys in the faceoff dot. Lynn from Ontario weighs in. It's late out in Ontario. Says that to sum up the first 20 minutes, Harluck had no luck, and Nate Schmidt gave a Schmidt. That's from Lynn. I do really, really, over the last couple weeks, have really liked Nate Schmidt's game. And to me, Bick, a lot of this season is, like, we're never going to forget the absolute putrid start from this team and how they, you know, blew their chance at playoff contention. It's going to go down, you know, in the annals of history as a very disappointing season. But there are certain elements of not long-term, but even short-term, like next year, when we're talking about this team bouncing back, I am bullish on Nate Schmidt. I'm excited about Nate Schmidt's years in the future as a Vancouver Canuck. It wasn't a great start for him, but he's a really good player. And I think that, you know, we through the filter of they've had a lot of losses here over the last little while, it's tough to pick out positives sometimes. I think Nate Schmidt's playing pretty good hockey right now.
Yeah, it's really improved the last, you know, 8 to 10 games, maybe even a bit further than that. He's been unlucky, obviously, with some bounces off of him and an own goal here. But he's for what you're talking about next season and beyond, it's not as if they took some big risk and it's like, oh, there's this 32-year-old and this trade isn't really working out. He's not young. He's 29, but
yeah,
there's still room to grow into his role and see the best version of Nate Schmidt for not just next year, but a little bit beyond that. So they'll get full value on that trade, if not already, because it was basically free money. And you're just kind of doing a free roll here. You're just $5.9 million, but you do that every time for a third-round pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at, for instance, a guy on the other side tonight is Tyson Barrie. You know, imagine giving up what the Leafs gave up to have the 1 year of Tyson Barrie, right? You're going all in. And then having Tyson Barrie struggle. I mean, you gave up Nazem Kadri in that deal to the Colorado Avalanche. It's not like the Vancouver Canucks, gave up some great asset to bring in Nate Schmidt and take that chance or that risk. Even, I mean, listen, we could even go more so the Tyler Toffoli deal if we're talking about gambling by giving up assets.
Yeah, like that was high risk, and obviously the plan was to bring him back, and then the circumstances dictated that it didn't, which was a big fault by management. But as far as the return for Nate Schmidt, like, return on investment should have already been met, and now you just get the big bonus for the next couple of years for what a capable D-man he is.
Power play looked dangerous, 0-for-1, but they did move it around pretty well. And two little wrinkles that are very noticeable. Brock Besser is no longer on that jam spot on the goal line. He's back in his kind of familiar shooting position. And was I the only one that really perked up when he unleashed a one-timer off the pass from Quinn Hughes? I don't know the last time we saw a Brock Besser slap shot one-timer from the half wall. It looked like, you know, seeing Bigfoot in the wild. I has not seen it for a while.
And what a remarkable thing that happened, right? You get more shooting threats, and suddenly the Oilers, or the PKers in this case, they had to kind of respect that, and they start to come out. And Elias Pettersson also had a couple of one-time opportunities on that power play.
Yeah.
Suddenly
yeah.
You can't just sag in and cheat towards Pettersson, because you know if Miller got the puck on that wing, he's still going to do that big loop and skate down, so you have time to pressure him in that scenario. So Besser just putting there, just the threat of him shooting, opened things up. And he's off that goal line, which is great, and you're right. Just seeing a little bit more juice on that one-timer creates some conversations, I'm sure, for the coaching staff to say, hey, maybe we should keep him there. Because one thing I've said about him is he's not exactly the heaviest shooter, because I know he's in that Ovechkin spot. He doesn't shoot it like Ovechkin. He doesn't shoot it like Laine. He's more of an accurate shooter. But seeing that one timer in that moment, that's an encouraging sign for how heavy that shot can be.
Even when – I know the Canucks power play's taken some heat this year. The numbers aren't necessarily there, but they have great personnel to run on it. You know, you're not going to find a collection of skill in terms of your top five in many markets that are better than these guys. So I'm not worried about the personnel. The numbers don't look great, but this is more of a process thing. And even, Bick, if you have a really good, consistent power play – you constantly have to be changing and evolving, because if you're watching the game and you know all the tricks to the Canucks power play, well, chances are opposing penalty killers do as well, and opposing coaches. So you do got to switch it up. And, you know, there was this idea, Brock Besser has his unbelievable sniper rookie season. The next year it's Pedersen's turn, and then in comes Quinn Hughes, and it's, oh boy, you have one-timers on either side and Hughes at the top of this umbrella. And we just haven't necessarily seen that for a while.
Yeah, and you know, part of it is obviously Bo Horvat had a ton of success being the bumper spot. It was, hey, get it down low, get into the middle to Bo Horvat.
Yes.
And for me, it was always, hey, what's your biggest threat? It's Elias Pettersson's shot. So create as many threats around that idea of how do we free up Elias Pettersson. And one of the things is you need a shooter either in the bumper or on the other side so penalty killers can't dedicate their attention to Elias Pettersson. And now with Brock Besser there, and we know Quinn Hughes can go both ways, he can walk the line, free up Quinn Hughes to be mobile, get Brock Besser in a spot where he can shoot, use your speed and your competitiveness with Miller and Horvat to go retrieve pucks and be net front presences. And they did that in the first period. Hopefully it's something we see continue, because they didn't score, but we've heard Travis Green talk about generating momentum and just confidence in a game, territorial advantage from your power play when you're not scoring. That was an indicator of how that can look.
Andrew Walker, Bick Dezauer, we will talk to you after the second period. It was an entertaining first, a scoreless first. The goaltenders, the highlight reel portion of that first period. We'll see if it continues in the second. Second period's coming up next with Batch and Hershey, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers after one period as we're moments away from the start of the second period. But even though there weren't any goals, Hershey, it certainly didn't mean that first period was uneventful.
That was a fun period of hockey to watch. Good goaltending at both ends. Thatcher Demko was dynamite. Mike Smith was great. Chances galore. It was wide open hockey. But I will say this. Probably want to tighten up a little bit if you're the Canucks, because you don't want to play Pond River hockey with Connor McDavid and Dreisaitl on the other side. But sure was fun to watch and a great period for the Canucks to start, Brendan.
Canucks had two successful penalty kills, went 0-for-1 on their own power play, and a recipe going forward to try and succeed tonight certainly will be to avoid going to the boxes. Jake Virtanen did twice in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, he sure did. And Travis Green, to his credit, didn't sit him down for taking two penalties. He's been back out there playing a regular shift on the line with Horvat and Pearson right now. So I haven't seen the lines change much at all. We've still got Sutter, Gaudette, and Miller out there on one line.
As the Canucks wearing the reverse retro blue and green jerseys will skate from left to right in the second. The Oilers in white will go from right to left. And Miller and Dreisaitl line up at center ice for the faceoff, which JT Miller wins back to Travis Hamonic at his own line. Hamonic fed up the right wing. Gaudette missed it. And here's Dreisaitl back into the Vancouver zone. Right circle trying to get around Hughes, who forced him to spin back to the boards. Dreisaitl leaves for Adam Larson, who dumps it around the end wall to the left wing for Dominic Cahoon. Tried to play it behind the net for Yamamoto, but it rolls to Demko, and he'll cover.
A nice job by Quinn Hughes, because Dreisaitl had a step on him. And Hughes is smart enough to realize, you know what? I got to turn and skate with him, and he pushed him outside. If you keep trying to go backwards, Dreisaitl's just going to blow right around you. And Quinn Hughes, like I said, smart play, quick feet, makes a nice little turn and pushes Dreisaitl to the outside so he couldn't get a breakaway.
The second period faceoff, by the way, was brought to you by My Garage Hope. Peace of mind for your prized possessions.
Canucks get it to the blue line in their own zone, but Dreisaitl holds in. Passes left corner for Kyler Yamamoto. Tried to feed behind the net for Dominic Cahoon. It's broken up by Jordy Benn. But again, the Oilers keep it in. Adam Larson dumps it to the near corner. Brandon Sutter chased down by Chris Russell. Shields it from the Oilers defenseman. Goes around behind the net to the far side for Jordy Benn, who passes through the middle for Adam Gaudette. Gaudette to center for Miller. Played it across the Oilers line. Sutter had to drag a leg to stay onside. Canucks can't recover the puck, though. The Oilers clear to center, where Jordy Benn plays up the left wing. Gaudette tips it in, and Vancouver can change.
Well, with Hamonic coming back in the lineup, that means Jordy Benn doesn't play with Hughes. He drops down to playing with Myers. And he actually had a couple assists in his last few games. He was playing pretty well. He was on a two-game assist streak. And for Jordy Benn, it doesn't happen too often.
3 points in the last four games for Benn. Also a plus three.
And a goal.
In that stretch. As the Oilers go to work in the Vancouver zone again, Nurse passes into the slot. Josh Archibald goes near boards, back to Nurse at the line, right point Barry, hard slap shot, and a good save by Demko through the screen of Tyler Ennis, who was parked at the top of the crease. 90 seconds elapsed in the second period. No score, the Canucks and the Oilers tonight in Vancouver.
Well, this is where the Oilers took over the game last game, was in the second period on the long change. And the Canucks have struggled all year long with second periods. So I'm hoping this period they can find a way to push back a little bit. Smarter changes, shorter shifts in the second period. Oilers only with 11 forwards. And it went with 7D, so that means that they'll be playing a lot more in this period, longer shifts.
Canucks win the draw. Brock Besser gets it right wing at center and dumps it into the Oiler end. Pettersson pursuing the puck on the forecheck, but Tyson Barry got it free instead. Right wing to center. Here's McDavid with speed into the Vancouver zone. Stops up at the circle, trying to drop pass to Barry. Broken up by Hoglander. And here come the Canucks. Chance for a two-on-one. Niels Hoglander left circle. Hard shot stopped by Smith. Rebound for Besser. And he sent it wide on the backhand into the far corner as he was falling to the ice in a battle with Nugent Hopkins in front of the goal. Now Hoglander, left corner for Pettersson. Passes around to the near side. Besser missed it, but Schmidt holds into the line. Right point, down the near wall for Besser. Again to Pettersson in the corner. Back to Besser, top of the circle. Now for Pettersson. Stick handling along the wall. Pushed up against the glass by Darnell Nurse. Gets the puck free for McDavid. Couldn't clear the zone, but Nurse is able to play it to center. And now McDavid drives through the middle into the Vancouver end. Drops for Nugent Hopkins. Right circle, Puljujärvi with a wrist shot. And a good block by Edler through the middle to tip it below the goal line. Now Edler from behind the net fires it high around the glass and down the ice. This will be icing against the Canucks. And the line of Hoglander, Besser, and Pettersson is a bit tired here and won't be able to change.
I don't mind that play by Edler, though, because the Oilers had control and they were coming. But Hoglander, what a great play. He steals the puck, ends up going down the ice. A good scoring chance on Mike Smith. The one thing I do know about Hoglander, though, is in the summers, he's going to have to work on the velocity of his shot. It's not hard enough to beat NHL goalies.
Nate Schmidt gets the puck through the middle and floats it high in the air into the Oilers' zone. Good draw weight, no icing, and the Canucks can get a change that they really needed with that tired line out there. Now Caleb Jones to the Vancouver line on left wing. Plays it into the corner, then takes down Quinn Hughes on the end boards. No call from the officials. Canucks get the puck, and Jace Harlock rims it around the glass and all the way down on the near side boards this time, and this will be icing against Vancouver again. 3:12 into the second period. Canucks out shooting the Oilers 14-11, but the game is still looking for its first goal.
Yeah, so Hoglander's got 51 shots on the year. He's got three goals. He's running at 5.9%, and that's because he just doesn't have the he's young. He doesn't have the velocity on his shot. So he's going to have to figure out a way with a different flex or some way in the summers when he's training to get more velocity on a shot, because you have to be able to rip it pretty, like you look at Pettersson and Hughes.
As a puck tips off a stick over the glass and out of play, and Nate Schmidt fell hard into the end boards in a bit of an awkward collision with Kyler Yamamoto.
He could have got hurt.
Sure. Tipped off a stick and out, so it won't be a penalty against the Canucks, and Vancouver can get a change.
Al MacInnis once, I saw him do an interview, and people asked him how he shot so hard. And he said, you know what? He grew up on a farm. He just went out and shot pucks every day against the side of a barn. Thousands of them.
And so it'll be, part of it will be that, but also building strength for a young guy just coming
young
into the league.
And this, I'm not, it's not a bad thing. He's young.
Just 20 years of age, Niels Hoglander.
Yep.
As the Oilers drive into the Vancouver zone, Yamamoto left wing. Drop pass for Cahoon in the slot. Good poke check by Adam Gaudette. got his stick in, and the shot never got off. Now Brandon Sutter trying to settle a rolling puck. Far circle, left it behind the net for Travis Hamonic. He'll skate up the near side. Feeds through the middle to center for Sutter, who lifts it deep into Oiler territory. Smith out of the net, passes in front of his own goal for Leon Draisaitl, who takes it off his skate, throws it through the middle, but not out. Held in by Miller to the right side. Adam Gaudette in clean with a wrist shot, and a better save by Smith. Again with the blocker, as Adam Gaudette has another grade-A scoring chance and continues to struggle to finish.
Who's been had more scoring chances than Adam Gaudette? And he's only got two goals on the year, no assists, and just not getting rewarded for the points and his hard work.
Patterson first to the puck on the forecheck, right corner in the Oilers zone. Floats it back left point. Jordy Benn with a shot tipped on by Hoglander, stopped by Smith. Hoglander gets the puck behind the net, near side for Patterson, back to the right point for Myers. Now to the left side, Benn with a long shot, blocker to the far corner by Mike Smith. Patterson collects on the end boards, makes a nice move away from Josh Archibald. Feeds back to the line for Tyler Myers, wrist shot through traffic, just went wide. On the glove side of Smith, who was screened and didn't see it, but the Oilers find the puck, and they'll come to center with numbers. Ennis onto the right wing for Archibald, going to the goal, passes to the back door, and Kara was tied up by Myers just as he went to tap it home. And never got the shot on net. Now here's Vertanen with speed into the Oilers zone on right wing. Jake Vertanen to the net. Hard snapshot from a tight angle, and he missed on the short side. Now Jujar Kara dumps it into Canuck territory. Demko sweeps it to the near boards for Myers as Vancouver will regroup, and this north-south game continues that trend here in the second period. Pearson with a long shot off the left wing, stopped by Smith. Nugent Hopkins gets it free for Puljujarvi. He'll float it high in the air to center. But Edler bats it down for Pearson. He'll go back to Edler at his own end and then near boards for Nate Schmidt for the Canucks. Schmidt across to Edler. Joins the rush into the Oilers zone. Leaves left wing for Horvat. Threw it to the goal looking for a tip. But it sailed through the crease out the near side. And now here come the Oilers with speed. McDavid on the left wing. Drop pass for Nugent Hopkins. Back to McDavid near corner. Cuts to the front of the net to the backhand. He was knocked down by Edler as he went to tuck it in. This is going to be a penalty against the Vancouver defenseman for hooking. As he got his stick up under the arm of McDavid just as he was about to score. That's a penalty you got to take, I think. And the Oilers will head to the power play for the third time tonight.
Edler went up ice, and he got caught up ice when he was trying to create a scoring chance. It was Tanner Pearson and Schmidt back on defense, and it was a 3-on-2 from the Oilers. A little drop pass, and then a pass back to Connor McDavid, put him around Schmidt. And then Edler was trying to get back to his spot. Connor McDavid cut across the front of the net. He had a wide-open net. That was the penalty Edler had to take.
Oilers 0-for-2 on the power play tonight as they win the faceoff, and Barry sweeps it behind the net for Alex Chiasson. Chiasson leaves on the right wing boards for Connor McDavid of the hash marks. McDavid stick in. Side of the net for Draisaitl. Mishandled the puck, but chopped it near corner for Chiasson. And then up the left wing wall for Nugent Hopkins. Back to the line for Barry. Right circle McDavid with a high wrist shot right into the glove of Thatcher Demko.
Great save by Thatcher Demko. Smart. Holds his glove up, doesn't drop it. Connor McDavid wanted him to drop his glove. And the good thing, too, is that the Oilers didn't have any net front traffic. Both guys were standing off to the side looking for a rebound.
Still 90 seconds left in the Edmonton power play as the Oilers win the faceoff. McDavid from the right corner. To the right point for Tyson Barrie. Now to the left side, Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Back to Barrie at the line. Right circle McDavid. One timer. And again, Demko stopped him with the glove and holds.
Demko with some nice reads. Just sitting back, playing smart hockey. And this is what the Canucks need out of Thatcher Demko. It's the patient, smart, mistake-free game.
13 saves on 13 Oilers shots for Thatcher Demko to this point of the game.
I've got the Oilers down for 10 scoring chances.
Looking for his first career win against Edmonton, 0-3 in three matchups.
I feel his pain. I'm still looking for my first career win against Edmonton, too.
I think you're going to be looking for a while.
My last ever NHL game, I knew it was going to be my last ever if I didn't play well, and it was in Edmonton. Sure enough, I threw a pass up the boards, hit Darian Hatcher in the shin pads. Empty net.
Now here's McDavid, left wing, into the Vancouver zone, drops it back to the line for Tyson Barrie. 50 seconds left in the Oilers power play. Draisaitl, right corner, saucer pass, left circle, Nugent Hopkins shot on, stopped by Demko, rebound to McDavid, and Demko robbed him with a right pad. That looked like it was a sure goal, and Thatcher Demko took it away as Tyler Myers clears it all the way down the ice.
Demko's feeling it, and his teammates, they better do something for him after that save, because, my goodness, when you get goaltending like that, you can do anything in this game.
McDavid again to the Vancouver line. Left wing for Nugent Hopkins. Drops it back to the point for Tyson Barry. Across to the top of the right circle for Leon Draisaitl. Draisaitl, side of the net for McDavid. Try to go back to Draisaitl in front. Rolling puck, he couldn't settle it. But gets it in the corner. Goes right boards for McDavid. Again to Barry at the line. Now to the left circle. Ryan Nugent Hopkins passes down low. Chiasson scoops it into the net. Alex Chiasson at the side of the goal just shovels it past Demko on the glove side. And the Oilers get a power play goal to take a 1-0 lead. 7:41 into the second.
Chiasson in front, and this is where he's good. He's lost some foot speed, but you give him a chance in front of the goal, and eventually he'll make you pay. Thatcher Demko made save after save after save to try to keep his team in it, but this puck goes around the horn and off to the side to Nugent Hopkins. Hamonic steps up on Nugent Hopkins. That leaves Chiasson down on the near side post with some space and time. And Schmidt, I don't know what he's doing. He just lays down nowhere near Chiasson. And Chiasson puts it off the far post and in. Oilers up 1-0.
Edmonton 1-for-3 on the power play in the game tonight. Fourth of the year for Alex Chiasson, and the Oilers have the lead. And again, Hershey, we've got to mention the stat. Canucks 0-11 when giving up the first goal this year.
Well, then they're due, right? I said that when they were 0-9, too, and they still went 0-9. They lost those ones too, Brendan. So I don't know.
So it's your fault. You keep saying the same thing.
I keep saying I got to think of something. I just don't know what Schmidt was doing. I know he's trying to block the pass to the back door, but you got to go off the front post or far off the back post.
As the Oilers get the puck off a faceoff of the Vancouver zone, now leading the Canucks 1-0 as Tyler Ennis dumps it below the goal line in the Vancouver end of the ice. Jordy Benn back to the puck, trying to pass through the middle, bounced off a skate behind the Canuck goal to the near boards, and Jake Virtanen slides it out to center ice. Important now to see how Vancouver responds, because they've faced adversity this year, and they haven't necessarily done that well with it, but now is the time you've got to answer back against an Oiler team. After giving up the first goal, as Kara gets a clean shot off the right wing, Demko made the save and covered up the rebound. 8:30 elapsed in the second. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Don't forget that you can still purchase your online 50-50 tickets for tonight's draw. Play from home and help support the Canucks for Kids Fund. Go to canucks.com/online5050. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. 8.5 minutes elapsed in the second period tonight in Vancouver. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0 on a goal by Alex Chiasson, his fourth of the year, from Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Tyson Barry on the power play at 7:41 of the second period.
Well, and I was saying that, you know, Schmidt was a little bit of the culprit on that, but I also look at it again, and Demko backs off of Chiasson. And the reason that is because you've got McDavid at the back door. But that's where you have to let your defenseman take that pass away and front the shooter. And so Demko just gives him enough room just to shoot it.
Face off in the Vancouver zone to our left in the far circle. One by Brandon Sutter. Back to Travis Hamonic. Near side for Adam Gaudette. And then through the middle to center for JT Miller. Miller into the Edmonton zone. Passed up the left wing. Sutter dumps it below the goal line. Gaudette gets it back to Miller at the hash marks. Now to the line for Quinn Hughes. Couldn't settle the puck. It's knocked to center. And Dreisaitl's got a partial break. Leon Dreisaitl in to the backhand. Stopped by Demko. And Hughes back to the puck. Played it back into Demko, who's able to cover up and get the whistle. But Thatcher Demko continues to hold his team in this game as he stops Leon Draisaitl on a breakaway, and it's still 1-0.
Leon Draisaitl strips that from Hughes, and he's off to the races. He tried the old backhand slider five hole. What you do that because the goalie's got to open up when he moves. And Thatcher Demko ends up keeping it really tight and clean. And there's nowhere to go through the wickets for him. Another save by Thatcher Demko.
Oilers win the faceoff in the Vancouver zone. Tyson Barry, right point. Carries down the boards. He's knocked down by Tanner Pearson, but Jesse Puljujärvi gets it in the corner. Puljujärvi in a battle with Nate Schmidt, who digs it free to the line. Nugent Hopkins covering. Plays it to Nurse. Now to McDavid. Back to Darnell Nurse down the left wing. Fed it through the slot. looking for Nugent Hopkins on the right wing, but the pass eluded him, and here come the Canucks the other way. Pearson fired it up the right wing out of Horvat's reach, and Smith is able to handle it. But here's Pearson into the slot for Vertanen and tried a shot. It was blocked by McDavid as Mike Smith did the full old-school double-pad stack but never had to make the save, and then grabs an ensuing wrist shot by Pearson off the left wing with his glove hand.
I'm just in awe of the double pad stack. That's like something Kirk McLean would have done. I love it. We've seen Marc-Andre Fleury do this a bunch of times too. And it's a bit of a guess and a gamble, but I mean, you got him, you get into that, you make a player shoot it high, but it ends up getting blocked. I think you would have stopped that, Brendan.
I do too. It was actually Darnell Nurse, not McDavid, that stepped in front of it. But Smith had his right leg, or left leg up rather, almost as high as the crossbar. So I don't know if Vertanen would have scored even if he had got it on target. But again, that's a good lesson that Mike Smith got caught out of the net and the Canucks nearly were able to pounce on him. Although he's looked very sharp in this game tonight yet again. Demko out of his net to handle, plays it off the glass far corner, up the boards for Hoglander. There's a nice backhand feed to center for Pettersson. Tried to go through the middle for Besser, but it's tipped away. And Adam Larsson finds the Oiler goal scorer, Alex Chiasson, instead. Chiasson, rink wide to the right boards for Tyler Ennis. Dumps it into the corner. Gaetan Haas after it, knocked down by Jordy Benn. Then a big hit on the near boards. Niels Hoglander steps up and crunches Chris Russell. Knocked him to the ice, and the Canucks get the puck back as Jordy Benn stretches it up the right wing. Besser tips it in deep, and Vancouver can go for a change.
That kid, I love that kid. He doesn't shy away from anybody. It doesn't matter how big you are. He'll throw a hit if he has to.
Now here's Yamamoto with a burst of speed across the Vancouver line on right wing. Hughes knocks the puck away. And it comes to Leon Draisaitl instead. Draisaitl, top of the right circle. Watched by Quinn Hughes. Draisaitl to the left point. Bouchard with a long shot blocked by Miller. Looked like he caught that one off the inside of the leg. That one clearly stung. As Hughes is back to the puck, drops to the near corner for Travis Hamonic. Hamonic chased down by Cahoon, left for JT Miller, then for Brandon Sutter. Across to Quinn Hughes, and a pass that's tipped to center by Gaudette. Left wing at the red line for JT Miller, who dumps it in with the Canucks changing.
Well, the good news, JT Miller started picking up some speed and pace, so it must not be that bad, but I know it stings. He's on the bench, it looks like it hurts.
8:40 to go in the second. It's the Oilers 1 and the Canucks nothing tonight in Vancouver. Leon Draisaitl, right wing at center, clears it behind the Vancouver net, and Nate Schmidt is back to the puck there. Schmidt with a stretch pass up the right wing for Jace Harlock, who dumps it in. Ethan Bear recovers behind his own goal for the Oilers. Antoine Roussel knocks him into the corner boards far side. Harlock hounding after the puck as well. As Bear recovers, but turns it over to Jay Beagle. Back to the left point, Alex Edler, low shot, hit a skate, and got through on net. Smith directed it to the far corner. And Beagle's after it there, cycling down low for Roussel. Good shift for the fourth line in the Oilers' zone. As now Nate Schmidt from the right point clears it back in behind the net. Harlock after it far boards. Darnell Nurse got it first. Canucks are tired as they begin a line change, and Jajar Carroll will start the breakout for Edmonton.
A great shift from the fourth line of the Canucks. Tire some players out.
And now the Oilers ice the puck. As Kara's errant pass up the right wing eluded everyone, so the Canucks have fresh legs for an offensive zone draw, and the Oilers won't be able to change with 7:48 left in the second, and Edmonton leading 1-0.
Well, it's Baron Nurse who got stuck out there. The forwards ended up getting a change, and Kara might be a little bit tired too as well. But this third line, I think they got a change, but the defense pair, if the Canucks can win this draw and get on those two, maybe they can get an opportunity to score.
It's Horvat, Pearson, and Vertanen out for the offensive zone draw. Far circle in the Oilers zone to our right. Horvat and Kara to take the faceoff, and Jajar Kara wins it back to the corner. Tanner Pearson got it free, tried to play it back to the line for Hughes, but it's broken up and sent ahead by Josh Archibald into the Canuck end. Travis Hamonic back to the puck, shields it from Tyler Ennis behind his own net, and feeds right wing to center for Bo Horvat. Horvat with speed into the Oilers' zone, delays on the boards for Hamonic, trailing low wrist shot, stopped by Smith, rebound for Vertanen, and Smith robbed him, then Vertanen sends it to the net again. Smith lying on his back, holds it out on the goal line. And Jake Vertanen, who's had three good looks here in the last couple of minutes in the second period, can't beat the Edmonton netminder. It remains 1-0 for the Oilers with 7:25 left in the second on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 7:25 left in the second. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0, but not for a lack of trying from Vancouver's perspective, as Hershey, Jake Virtanen very nearly scored. The puck was passed Mike Smith, and it was about three-quarters of the way across the goal line. They looked at it in the break and ruled that it did not enter the net. So the Canucks have not tied the game, but a good look for Jake Virtanen.
He's had a few chances, and that thing was just touching the goal line. It should be like the NFL if it breaks the plane.
Three-quarters might have been generous. It might have been 95% of the puck was in the net.
Cut the Canucks some slack. It's been a tough year. Just give them one.
Now here they come the other way. Virtanen in front with a clean one-timer set up by Horvat off the right wing wall. And again, Mike Smith robs Jake Virtanen.
What a save this is.
I'd count that as his fourth scoring chance of the game, Hershey.
His fourth. He had two whacks at the last one. He had one there. And Mike Smith has stared him down every time. Now this is vintage Mike Smith. Wow. Now Jake Virtanen, who doesn't have a goal in his career against the Oilers in 18 games. Can't believe he doesn't have one.
He was wide open as Horvat found him off the right wing half wall, down on one knee for the one-timer. And Smith got a piece of it. He has been phenomenal in the Oilers crease tonight.
He really has.
Sutter wins the faceoff of the Edmonton zone. Quick shot off the draw from JT Miller. Went wide of the net, thrown back to the goal by Hamonic off the right wing. That was blocked in front, and Tyson Barrie collects near corner. I've liked the response from the Canucks since giving up the Oilers goal. They've created chances, and they've got it in the Oilers zone again. Now here's Hamonic, shoots off the right wing. Tip wide by Barrie. Miller gets it left corner. Tried to throw it around the glass, but it hit one of the cameras hanging over the glass. So they rule that out of play, but the faceoff will stay in the Edmonton end.
And Mike Smith, I mean, what more can you say about him in this hockey game? He's going to be 39 in a month. He's a UFA at the end of the year. And he's followed Dave Tippett around everywhere. And once you get a goalie that you can trust, that's why Dave Tippett brings him everywhere he can. He's got 616 National Hockey League games played in. That's not counting the ones where he sit on the bench.
So 40 shutouts as well.
Yeah, so he's well over 1,000 games.
As the Oilers play it to the Vancouver line, but here's Pettersson back to center. Scoops it onto the left wing. Niels Hoglander chasing it down, chops it to the net. And Smith kicked out the left pad to direct it over the glass and out of play on the near side. 6:23 left in the second. The Oilers are up 1-0 on the Canucks.
Now, this is the best I've seen Mike Smith play in years. He was good in Calgary. I remember them talking a lot about him. But when it came to playoff time, he just didn't perform for them. And the Oilers, this team's good enough. And it's going to come down to goaltending, whether or not they can get anywhere in the playoffs.
Canucks win the draw. Heavy drive from the line by Nate Schmidt. Went wide of the net, and now McDavid gets it back at center on left wing. Saw some pressure, did Connor McDavid. Dropped it back to Adam Larson in his own zone. Across to Chris Russell, who fires it high off the glass to center. Edler gloves it down. Feeds ahead for Niels Hoglander, who dumps it in behind the Oilers net. And Mike Smith again, as he is wont to do, comes out of the net and fires it off the glass near side for Chiasson. Hoglander right on top of him. Chiasson couldn't clear. Now Harlock, trying to hold into the line, is forced to center by McDavid, then drops it to Nate Schmidt. Schmidt to the Oilers line, throws it into the attacking zone through the middle. Chiasson collects near boards. He's hit by Roussel. It comes free to Schmidt. Tried a shot, but that was blocked by Gaetan Haas and comes back to center ice.
Well, those have taken their foot off the gas as well a little bit right now. They're playing a little bit more defensive style hockey. That's what Dave Tippett does. He gets up one and then shuts you down as a coach.
Now here's Roussel with a shot off the right wing after Smith had come out of the net to handle the puck, but the Oilers goaltender recovered to make a low pad save. And now Chris Russell passes left wing to center for Alex Chiasson. He's got the lone goal in the game tonight, and he dumps it in behind the Vancouver net. Jordy Benn to the puck, goes near side for Tyler Myers, fed through the middle. Horvat missed it. Icing is called against the Canucks, as Pearson and Bouchard were in a battle to get to the faceoff dot. Bouchard wins out. The faceoff will come back in the Vancouver zone with 5:05 left in the second. Canucks are out shooting the Oilers 24-19, but trailing 1-0.
I'm looking at these Oilers jerseys. They're very orange, Brendan.
They are.
They look almost like a creamsicle.
I don't like them, Hershey.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
For more reasons than it's hard to read orange numbers from this far away.
They're creamsicle. if there was a color.
I do like creamsicles, but I don't like these jerseys.
I know you do, old buddy.
A little too much, maybe. Here's Horvat behind the Oiler net. Passes to the right circle. Vertanen missed it. It comes back to the left point for Jordy Benn. His long shot was tipped by one of the Oilers. Bouchard deflected it on net. Then Vertanen fell at the side of the goal, but swept it back into the slot. Pearson missed it, and it rolls back into neutral ice. Okay. Jordy Benn goes up the left wing. Vertanen dumps it into the Oiler end, and the Canucks can change.
Vertanen's killing me. I said he'd score a goal in our pregame show, Brandon, and he's had a plethora of chances, just can't bury one.
Now Adam Gaudette, forechecking deep in the Oilers' zone, carries behind the Edmonton net. Recovers the puck in the right corner. It is knocked off it by Caleb Jones, and the battle continues down low as Sutter and Miller come in. Jones rims around to the far side. Bouchard turned it over to JT Miller. Tried to pass for Sutter, but that's broken up, and the Oilers skate to center. Cahoon clears it to the Vancouver line. Delayed offside against Edmonton. They'll get a complete change with Quinn Hughes setting up the breakout.
Edmonton has changed their forecheck completely since they scored that goal. They aren't forechecking much at all.
Canucks, on the other hand, are after the puck deep in the Oiler end now. Besser trying to recover it right corner. Hamonic there as well. It comes free to JT Miller on the right boards. Back to the high slot. Quinn Hughes, low shot. And Smith made the save. Hamonic might have tipped that one on net. As we saw Miller out with his Lotto line teammates for a moment there, but they were in the middle of a change, and Hoglander's out now as Ethan Bear gets a shot off the right wing, turned aside by Demko, and Hughes will key the breakout with a stretch pass through the middle for Besser to the Oiler line, tied up by Larson. Besser on the left wing goes rink wide to the right boards for Pettersson, try to feed back to the line for Nate Schmidt, who couldn't hold in. They've all got to come back out to center again with just over 3 minutes left in the second, and the Oilers leading 1-0. Alex Edler dumps it into the right corner. Was tied up by Larson as he went after it on the forecheck. They'll continue to fight for the puck along the end wall. Edler kicks it loose for Hoglander, who's knocked hard to the ice by Darnell Nurse. Puck comes free to the right point for Nate Schmidt, but he's tied up by Tyler Ennis, and the puck comes out to center again.
Boy, that puck gets to the point, and the Oiler forwards are all over the Canucks defensemen quickly with speed. They don't have much time to do anything.
Now a puck is sent into the Oilers zone. Smith out of the goal again with a stretch pass left wing to the Vancouver line for Nugent Hopkins. Drops for McDavid with a hard one-time slap shot. And Demko kicked it out with a left pad. Now here's Horvat back to center with speed. Into the Oilers zone long. Wrist shot from the top of the right circle goes wide of the net. And Vertanen gets it back on the left wing. Vertanen spins away from Puljujarvi. Feeds below the goal line for Tanner Pearson, who draws a penalty moving his feet. Adam Larson will be called for holding, and the Canucks will go to the power play when we come back. 2:13 left in the second. The Oilers lead Vancouver 1-0 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Make sure to play tonight's online 50-50 raffle. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Sales close at 9:30. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. 2:13 left in the second. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0. But Vancouver is headed to the power play with Adam Larson off for holding. He got an arm wrapped around Tanner Pearson, grabbed him on the arm behind the Oiler net moments ago. Second power play of the game for the Canucks. They're 0-for-1, and they could certainly use a goal now to make this a tied hockey game heading into the second intermission, as Hughes gets it from the left point with a wrist shot, and that was just tipped wide by JT Miller from the side of the net. Hughes at the line again for Pettersson right wing. To Besser left side, back to Hughes. Long drive blocked by Nurse. It knocked him to the ice. And he's in a ton of pain as Hughes gets it again and shoots wide of the net. Now Pettersson, top of the right circle. For JT Miller on the right wing, half boards, pass to the line. Hughes just able to hold in, goes left wing for Besser. Tried to pass back to Hughes, but it's knocked to the corner by Gaetan Haas. And he'll clear it to the point. It bounces off Hughes' glove and back into his own end. He's got to go back to it under pressure from Josh Archibald, who knocked him into the end boards. But JT Miller's back to the puck.
Oh, Nurse could barely skate getting off the ice. They're lucky they got it clear because he was clearly hurting.
Pettersson dumps it behind the Oiler net. Smith out of the goal, rims it near side for Nugent Hopkins, who takes his time and fires it high off the glass and all the way down the ice.
Now, that's the hard part about giving it to Mike Smith behind the net on the power play. You can't dump it. He'll just fire it out himself.
Pettersson was trying for a hard rim, but it wasn't hard enough as Smith got out in time to knock it down. 45 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. Just under a minute left in the second. The Oilers lead 1-0. Here's Pettersson, right point in the Edmonton zone. Passes rink wide for Besser, left point. skates away from Nugent Hopkins, goes far corner for Horvat, back to the left point for Hughes, right side Pedersen, one-time drive stopped by Smith. Miller had the rebound on his stick, but Smith had the angle on him, so he didn't shoot. Now Pedersen gets it again, right circle, back to Hughes at the line, left face-off dot for Besser, again to Hughes, back to Besser, through the middle, Horvat, one-timer, goes wide to the net, Pedersen gets the rebound, wanted to shoot. Jones sprawled in front of him, so he's got a pass left wing for Besser, who loses a puck battle along the wall, and Nugent Hopkins clears it down. 5 seconds left in the Vancouver power play, 15 seconds left in the second, and the Oilers are up 1-0.
I can't believe the Canucks haven't scored. I've got them down for 20 chances in this hockey game, and that one-timer hit Mike Smith right in the face.
5 seconds left in the period. Here's Hoglander, right wing into the Oilers zone, threw it to the goal, stopped by Smith, rebound in front, Pearson just chopped it wide at the buzzer. As the Canucks continue to pressure, and we've got a penalty right at the end of the period.
It's going to be Nurse, I think.
And so the Canucks will have another power play to start the third period. But they still trail 1-0 after two.
Just another good period for the Canucks other than getting scored on one goal. I had them down for 9 more chances, and Mike Smith has just been unbeatable at this point.
Time now for instant intermission analysis. Let's join Andrew Walker and Bick Nazar.
Breaking down the game after two periods. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Barry at the line. Now to the left circle. Ryan Nugent Hopkins passes down low. Chiasson scoops it into the net. Alex Chiasson at the side of the goal just shovels it past Demko on the glove side. And the Oilers get a power play goal to take a 1-0 lead.
We are through 40 minutes of play, and the Edmonton Oilers still with that 1-0 lead on the Vancouver Canucks, but not for lack of trying. 39-year-old Mike Smith putting on a show tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. See if the Canucks can solve them in the third period, especially starting, I believe, starting the third period on a power play. As there was a penalty right at the end of that second period. It is Canucks Central at the intermission. I'm Andrew Walker, and Bick Nazar is with me as well, the host of Canucks Central at noon on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. If you want to weigh in on what you've seen so far in this game, 650-650 is the Dunbar Lumber text line. So where do we start? I mean, the Oilers certainly raised their level of play early in that period, Bick. And give the Canucks credit. I know it's still a goose egg on the scoreboard, but almost 30 shots on goal. They're getting everything on Mike Smith. He's been spectacular tonight.
Yeah, he really has, and he's doing it in Mike Smithian fashion, right? We talk about modern goaltending and how great it's positional and everything. He is, flopping around and not poorly. It's just he's doing it his style, and it's
sure.
He's saving him off the mask. He's lying down. The Canucks are trying to do everything. Like, they've created a lot of chances. Gaudette's had chances. Vertanen's had chances. The big guns have had chances. Mike Smith's full value right now. He's a tough nut to crack right now.
He stacked the pads, especially on the one on Vertanen. I know our our own Randeep Janda tweeted out the office Steve Carell parkour gif. That's pretty apt. Yeah, he's been terrific. So there's lots to get into. All right, so. Full disclosure, we spend a lot of time, and it's not that we have a bone to pick or whatever. We spend a lot of time on these airwaves talking about Jake Virtanen and why can't this guy get it and why did they re-sign him, et cetera, et cetera. Go down the list. He had a rough first period, not all his fault. One bad penalty, one unlucky penalty, but that's not a great start when you're, whether you call it a showcase or. It's setting him up with a new look and playing with a decent centerman for the first time in a while. And the second period, easily the most jump we have seen Jake Virtanen in a frame all season. Honestly, he could have 3 or 4 goals. And this isn't, Bick, an invitation of, oh, I told you so, or Jake Truthers or anything like that. But he played a great period. Mike Smith had his number. He had 3 or 4 excellent chances. If anything, it's a little frustrating of, like, why on earth don't we see that a little more often?
it's exactly that. Like, this game is the microcosm of his season or his career, if you want to say. Like, the first period was so stark, and it's like, okay, I don't know how you can keep rolling him out in the top six. Second period, awesome. Like, that's the version of Jake Virtanen that people want to see more often. I'm not saying all the time, because it's hard to, you know, have a standard, all that sort of stuff. But, like, that's the version people want to see often. And the people that are truthers for Jake, like, that's the period they're talking about. And, like, I know our guy Josh Elliott Wolf tweeted out, like, just send the Virtanen period to every NHL team and ask them to ignore the rest. Like, that's kind of the point. It's you talk about being a big body. You talk about trying to make a presence in front of the net. He takes that big shot near the net. He's active. You see his feet moving. And when you play like that, like, that's how you can make an impact on the game. When you're invisible and just kind of coasting around out there, it's – you're just eating up minutes. When you're playing like that, you can draw penalties. You can do all these sort of things that other people can benefit off of as well.
Yeah. Listen, nothing has changed, right? I want to give him credit where credit's due because we spend so much time ragging on him.
It's about being fair, right?
Yeah, it is about being fair. But listen, big picture, I'm done with Jake Virtanen. It was a huge mistake to re-sign him. I don't know if you'd be able to trade him, you know, but put it this way, if he plays like he did in that period for 2 weeks, maybe you can convince someone to take him off your hands. I mean, there is no, hey, maybe he's figuring it out. Way past that. I'm not getting into that conversation just because he has a few shots on goal. But yeah, hey, listen, he's got jump tonight. The Canucks have jump offensively, and it's just, like you said, a microcosm of the season. Where earlier in the year, you know, they're hemorrhaging chances and they're giving up six or seven a night. They got through that, and now we're in the blown leads portion of the year. And now, hey, listen, they're putting it all together, and there's 39-year-old Mike Smith looking like Ken Dryden. It can be tough right now, but they got to stick with it in this third period.
Yeah, and the other day when they blew the lead, Travis Green. Talked about, hey, how they aren't raising their compete level. We can play that back in a second here. So midway through this second period, you and I were talking, and it's like, oh boy, like, here's the Oilers. They're raising their compete level, and they're raising their game, and the Canucks didn't match it. Well, the back end of that period, they did. It's buoyed by a power play and all that sort of stuff, but they absolutely raised their compete level. And if you want to talk about things that you wanted to see coming into tonight, if they'll respond to the coach and all these questions, can you answer them? Well, they've answered them, right? If you wanted to talk about, hey, Travis Green isn't getting through to these guys or anything like that, that's not true because they're absolutely competing so far through 40 minutes.
Yeah. So another wrinkle, and again, this is it's one game, it's one period, it's a longer conversation for a different day. But I do wonder. Nils Höglander has been a bit of a revelation. Bic 650, 650, by the way, is the Dunbar Lumber text line. Not that this is an indictment of JT Miller or anything like that, but we focus so much on the lotto line. I wonder if big picture, if we're not sitting here 3-4 years from now and Nils Höglander is indeed the winger on the side of Elias Pettersson.
Like permanent fixture?
Yeah, long-term fixture. I mean, listen, no line is set in stone for years and years. Things move around. But I wonder if that's not the eventual landing spot for Nils Höglander. And the way he plays the game, if that is eventually a bit of a compliment with his fellow Swede.
That period was much better from that trio, too. And if you want to talk about, hey, breaking up that lotto line and full-time Höglander, Besser, Pettersson is a line, you know, we've seen improved defensive play from Brock Besser this season. So if you talk about, hey, Miller's involvement on that line is a bonus because of how his defensive presence matters, and it did last year, absolutely. But if Besser's kind of playing that element of, hey, I can be responsible on the wing, and Höglander certainly fills that as well. He's not a freewheeling rookie. He's very aware of what he has to do on the defensive end. Yeah, it's certainly something that can play, an option you can look at, that because Höglander plays with so much jump, a little bit more than Miller, right? His tenacity, his speed is just a little bit higher than JT Miller's. It's an interesting wrinkle, and then think of the benefit, because Miller's defensive game is better than Höglander. If you put Miller with Horvat, like, there's still a way to make that line a bit more productive and a bit more responsible. And remember, preseason last year, like, the initial idea was Miller with Horvat, and we saw flashes of that, and then the Lotto line gets put together and the rest is history. So it would be an interesting wrinkle if long-term Hoglanders with Pedersen.
650-650 is mentioned is the Dunbar Lumber text line. Trey in Victoria weighs in. He says, thought the penalty on Edler that led to the Oilers' goal was pretty weak. Seemed like it's McDavid. He must have fallen because of the stick lift. If only Edler lifted his stick. Yeah, a bit of a star call. A bit of a star call for sure. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, so many defensemen have fits with this guy that he'll get the odd call. And things like that, you know how it is. You generally kill those off when it's a questionable call. And this one, hey, the penalties were 3-1 at that point. Vancouver was in the box a few times. And like John Garrett said on the TV side of the broadcast, it's the most dangerous power play in the league on the other side. You got to not give them those chances.
No, it felt like a bit unlucky for Thatcher Demko, too, because he'd been so good in that period once again.
Yeah.
A great stop on both Draisaitl and McDavid, and perhaps kind of a weak one, but, you know, he was under so much pressure, okay, you don't get it right once and it ends up in your net. But as far as the penalty that led to it, that's going to happen. I didn't think the Larson penalty on the other end either was the greatest of penalties either. The refs have kind of been on one tonight because they've missed a couple in the first period and called a couple of soft ones in the second. So all in all, do they match it? Sure, but they should be a lot sharper.
Corey and Courtney says, Nils Höglander is perfect with Brock and Elias Pettersson. And Jordan in Kimberley, B.C. Hey, shout out to Kimberley and Katie Caldwell in Kimberley. Much better performance than the Canucks tonight. But Mike Smith is a 39-year-old brick wall right now. And that's true. That's true, man. He's feeling it tonight.
You want to talk about believing in your group and believing your process? Right now, if you're in the room, it's, hey, like, we've generated 28 shots here. We've generated a ton of chances. Let's just stick with it. Their defensive play can probably be a bit better, but in the offensive zone, it's not as if they aren't creating, and it's not as if these are just inflated shot totals where it's coming from the perimeter or coming from the point. They're getting into the quality areas, and if you keep generating that, you keep pushing, you hope you get one through. This isn't like Vegas versus the Canucks in the bubble where they're trying to keep everything to the outside and, you know, Demko's thriving in that environment. No. These are high-quality chances that the Canucks are creating. And so far through 40 minutes, they have led the high-danger chances significantly over the Oilers right now.
Peter on the text line disagrees somewhat. He says, why did I guess that you guys would credit the Oilers' lead due to Mike Smith? Did you not see the huge saves Demko made? Yeah, Demko's been very good in this game, Peter. Very good. And Mike Smith is pitching a shutout right now, so it's been a pretty good night for both goaltenders,
but,
as well.
Like, this is the version of the Canucks that you want to see all season long. This is a strong effort. They can be tighter in the defensive zone, yeah, but this is the type of game that you expected to see through 25 games, and we haven't seen that so far this year.
Yeah, listen, I think they've been okay for the last few weeks. I think it's too little too late, but I'm enjoying the game tonight. I'm enjoying the effort tonight. It sucks when they blow a lead or when they lose, but all you want to see is a competitive group, and you guys will break it down as well. It's Bic and Sat in the post-game show tonight. I'll be calling in if Brandon Sutter scores a couple goals in the third. How about that? Hey, enjoy it. Corey and Batch coming up with the third period. It is 1-0 Edmonton after 40. This has been Canucks Central at the intermission, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as we get set for the third period. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0, but Vancouver's going to have a full 2 minutes on the power play to start the third, Hershey, with Ethan Bear off for hooking and a big opportunity for the Canucks to tie the game early.
Well, your goaltender's done his job. He's made tons of great saves up to this point. He stopped breakaways. Now it's time to get him a goal. And the power play, this is their opportunity right here. Fresh ice, start of the period. You can move it around quickly, snap it around. You get one early. It's 1-1 here in the period. You set yourself up for the rest of the period and win the hockey game.
Canucks outshot the Oilers 15-12 in the second, 28-21 overall of the game. And
through no lack of chances, have not scored tonight, Hershey, particularly Jake Virtanen.
He's had four or five great chances, scoring chances, and if not for Mike Smith, I mean, what are you going to do? It's Mike Smith has been absolutely on fire. And Jake Virtanen's had, you know, he's got three shots to this point, but I know he's had four scoring chances.
He had another one that was blocked by Nurse.
One that was blocked, yeah. And the Canucks have been all over the Oilers in terms of scoring chances, but just haven't been able to bury it. Now, Connor McDavid's got seven shots in this game already.
Canucks in the reverse retro uniforms, the blue and green, will skate from right to left in the third period. The Oilers in their reverse retros as well, the white and orange, will go from left to right. And the third period faceoff is brought to you by My Garage Hope. Peace of mind for your prized possessions. Top power play unit begins the period, as you would expect, with Ethan Bear in the box for the Oilers. And Bo Horvat wins the draw from Gaetan Haas into the Vancouver zone to our right, where Quinn Hughes will swing low and begin the breakout. Hughes with a pass to center for JT Miller through the middle across the Oiler line. Played a half-hearted pass onto the left wing intended for Horvat, but broken up by Archibald on the back check, and he'll clear it back into the Canuck end again.
Now, I know what he was trying to do, but just didn't get enough mustard on it. That ended up getting picked off and down the other way.
So they'll try again. Here's Hughes, left wing to center for Pettersson, rink wide to Besser, right boards into the Oilers zone. Try to rink wide pass again through the middle that was batted out of midair by Gaetan Haas and out to center. Pettersson with it there, knocked down by Haas. And it comes free to Nugent Hopkins, left wing into the Vancouver zone. Hard wrist shot, and it missed the net, but not by much.
You got to stop making that cross-ice pass at the opposite blue line. You got to get the puck down low, and then you can work it.
As Horvat, as if listening to you, tried it again. That time he got it through. Now Pettersson right circle with a wrist shot, blocked by Jones. He'll clear to the line, not out. Miller, right circle, Besser. Back to Miller. Perry to the left circle for Besser behind the net. Again to Miller in the left corner. Behind the goal, right side for Besser. To the far circle for Elias Pettersson. Pettersson, side of the goal for Besser, goes behind the goal. Try to pass near side, hit the back of the net, but Miller recovers it on the wall and feeds across to Pettersson, right point. Pettersson sends it to the net. Horvat batted it out of midair and just wide of the goal. Canucks still on the power play for another 30 seconds or so. Pettersson, right circle to Hughes at the line. Left wing Miller back to Hughes. One-time drive, missed the net. Then Miller tries a pass through the slot that Caleb Jones tips to the line, but Hughes is across to keep it alive again. Now Hughes, left circle, Besser, wrist shot, blocked by Russell, comes back to Hughes, left wing, over to the right circle, Pettersson, stick handling, settles and shoots, and it's blocked by Jones as he sprawled to the ice, and it deflects off him and out of play.
Well, Canucks had a couple chances. Horvat had one that just missed the net that he tried to bat out of the air. And it's unfortunate that they couldn't get anything because that group that was penalty killing for the Oilers was exhausted. And it looks like there's 10 seconds to go here in this power play. Maybe if you win a faceoff here, you might get another chance out of it.
Second unit is out for the final 10 seconds, but Dreisaitl wins the draw from Sutter. Hoglander on the forecheck, gets it loose behind the net. Here's Nils Hoglander setting up below the goal line. Darnell Nurse had him covered, so he couldn't try the lacrosse play. And instead, he fed it back to the right point. Nate Schmidt couldn't hold it into the line. It comes out to center. And the power play is over. Canucks are 0-3 on the man advantage tonight.
Isn't that called the Michigan now? What are they calling it?
You can call it whatever you like, Hershey. The Hello. Michigan, the lacrosse goal.
The scoop.
Some people will call it the Sveshnikov because he's pulled it off in the NHL as well. As Schmidt goes behind his own net. Chased down by Yamamoto in the far corner. And the Oilers dig it free to the right point for Adam Larson, who spins it back in behind the net. Schmidt with it there, near side for Tyler Myers. Will float it high in the air out to center on the backhand, and Darnell Nurse goes back to it in his own zone. Nurse try to pass through the middle, batted down by Antoine Roussel for Adam Gaudette on the right wing. Try to backhand pass through the middle. It was behind Jay Beagle, and instead Kyler Yamamoto gets it for the Oilers. It's hit hard near side by Roussel, who knocked the puck free back into the Vancouver end, and Demko's out of the goal to handle. Doing his best Mike Smith impression with a nice pass ahead to Alex Edlin. And he'll go rink wide right wing to center for Hamonic. Across the Oiler line, Travis Hamonic sent it to the goal. Gaudette was streaking to the net down the left wing and just missed a chance to tap the loose puck home.
Now we just seen Gaudette with Beagle and Roussel. So I wonder what that means for Gaudette.
As we'll keep an eye on Travis Green's lines here. Hoglander, Pettersson, and Besser have stayed together, as have Pearson, Horvat, and Virtanen. And the Oilers are now back to work in the Vancouver zone.
Well, we haven't seen Hauerluck.
Here's a chance in front. Nugent Hopkins going to the goal. Stopped by Demko in tight after a nice pass out of the corner by McDavid. And the Canucks have numbers in the rush the other way. Jake Virtanen dumps it on the end board so his line mates can get a change. He's 1-on-3 on the forecheck. Knocks it away from Tyson Barrie. And then recovers it left wing. Jake Virtanen to the far point for Jordy Benn. Back left circle. Hoglander shoots. And Smith made a save with the blocker. But not a confident looking one. And Pettersson gets it behind the net. Back to the line. Long wrist shot by Besser. Well wide of the net. And Hughes gets it left boards. Fell as he tried to spin back up the wall. Lost the puck and it rolls out to center ice.
It's a shooting gallery right now for the Canucks. Hoglander had a good chance to score. And Mike Smith, you're right, didn't look very confident on that save.
Now here's Pettersson, right wing boards, try to pass through the middle, but turned it over. And here's Tyler Ennis back the other way with speed. Ennis across the Vancouver line on the left wing. Delays, goes far corner for Jujhar Khaira. Khaira behind the net for Josh Archibald. Spins off the check of Quinn Hughes and skates out the near side. Archibald to the line for Bouchard. Long one-time snapshot, didn't have a lot of weight behind it, and it went wide of the net. As Besser finds the loose puck, clears to center. And then Caleb Jones will fire it right back into the Canuck end. Almost to the five-minute mark, third period. Oilers lead 1-0. Canucks looking to avoid a fourth consecutive victory on this homestand. As Virtanen on the back check, strips the puck from Caleb Jones, tried to skate to center, was poke-checked by Josh Archibald. And Alex Edler takes it back at his own end. He'll give to Nate Schmidt. Schmidt left wing to center for Roussel, tips it deep into the Oilers zone and pursues the puck on the forecheck. Roussel got it free for Edler, shot along the goal line from about the same spot that Horvat scored the other night, but he hit the outside of the net and the Oilers clear.
You know, Jace Hauerluck's only played 3 minutes and 28 seconds, six shifts. Now that whole right side is double shifting all over the place right now.
Edler back in his own zone for Schmidt, far corner. Fires it off the boards for Sutter off the bench. Had his pocket picked at center by Nugent Hopkins, who winds back in on the right wing. Ryan Nugent Hopkins throws on the brakes near boards, passes behind the net for Gaetan Haas. Haas to the left wing for Alex Chiasson. Spins it back behind the Canuck net. Nate Schmidt knocks it down there. He'll battle with Haas for the puck. It's still tied up in skates, and now Edler gets it loose with the help of Schmidt for Miller on the near boards. Edler battling for the puck, was knocked down, played it in front of his own goal. Canucks clear to the line, but Chris Russell has it left point. Long shot. And it missed well wide on Demko's glove side. Oilers keeping the puck in the Vancouver zone. Canucks are tired, need to get it out and get a change. Nugent Hopkins back to the left point for Russell. Now to the right side, Adam Larson. Passes to the left circle. Chiasson cycles for McDavid. Connor McDavid again to Russell at the line. Now to the right point for Adam Larson. Larson down the boards. Poke check by JT Miller, forced into the corner. Larson goes behind the net. Plays on the left wing boards. McDavid missed it. And Sutter brings it to center where he'll dump it in on Mike Smith and go right to the net, hoping to force the Oiler goaltender to cover it, but Smith played it quickly. Rest of the Canucks got a change, but here are the Oilers the other way. Puljujärvi with a hot shot from Wyatt on the right wing boards. Stopped low by Demko, and he'll cover up. 6:45 into the third period. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 6:45 into the third period. The Oilers lead the Canucks 1-0. Faceoff in the Vancouver zone to our right in the near circle is won by Edmonton. And Leon Draisaitl has it on the boards. Draisaitl drops to Dominic Cahoon. He'll carry to the wall. Back to Draisaitl at the hash marks. Tied up by Tanner Pearson. He cycles down the wall for Kyler Yamamoto, who's knocked down by Jordy Benn. But Draisaitl gets it through the middle. Left circle, Darnell Nurse with a low shot right on. But he didn't get all of it, and Demko made the save with the pad. Now the Oilers get it again. Cahoon behind the Vancouver net. Brings to the right corner. Feeds the line for Tyson Barrie. Rolling puck he couldn't hold in. And has to drop it back to Nurse at center, who mishandled it. But the Canucks can forecheck deep into the Oiler end. Horvat in the left corner with a reverse hit on Barrie that knocked him to the ice as he shielded the puck. But Horvat couldn't keep it, and Yamamoto's away to center on left wing for Draisaitl. Back for Yamamoto through the middle, tied up by Hughes. And it rolls to the left corner. Draisaitl gets it there.
Oilers have picked it up a notch. They've started to put on the pressure offensively for that
second
goal.
Jones with a shot for the left point. It was tipped in front, and Demko just got a piece of it. I think it was stopped with the left pad. Both teams changing, and Quinn Hughes has time in his own end. Now here's Hoglander, left wing to center for the Oilers, dumps it in and goes after it on the forecheck. Hoglander battling with Caleb Jones down low. Puck comes free to Brock Besser. Again for Hoglander on the end wall. He's hit by Evan Bouchard. Puck rolls to the far side. Edler gets it and steers it around to the near side wall. Bouchard through the middle. Passes to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and he'll lift it high in the air to the Vancouver line. Might have been offside. McDavid got it down the left wing. Trying to pass in front for Puljujarvi that was tipped away, and the Canucks are back in possession. Hughes goes right wing to center for Hoglander. Fights it past Chris Russell and into the Oilers zone as Vancouver begins a change. And Nugent-Hopkins goes back to the puck behind his own net.
Well, Bouchard lifted that backhand pass over everybody, and Connor McDavid had to knock it down with his stick. It just looked like, hey, ain't nothing but a thing. I'll just knock this down and get a scoring chance.
Schmidt in his own zone plays it off the glass to center. Vertanen knocked down but got it ahead for Jay Beagle, who's in on the right wing.
Got a penalty.
As Vertanen drew the call. Rink-wide pass from Beagle for Edler, who missed it in the left circle. Ennis touches. The Canucks will get their fourth power play of the game just before the nine-minute mark of the third period, trying to tie it at one. As Puljujarvi goes off for the trip on Vertanen in the neutral zone.
Now Jake Vertanen had a tough start, two penalties in the first 10 minutes, but since then he's been one of the best players on the ice. He draws a penalty here against Nurse, I believe. I think I'm wrong, actually.
It's Puljujarvi, yeah.
And Canucks are going to go on the power play here, and I said this many times, the power play owes Thatcher Demko a goal.
Defensive zone faceoff win for Gaetan Haas for the Oilers. Gets it back to Darnell Nurse, and he'll lift it the full length of the ice.
Oh, I got Puljujärvi and Nurse mixed up.
They were both in the vicinity, I think.
It's the creamsicle orange numbers. I'll blame it on that.
As Miller drops it to the point, Hughes held in but mishandled the puck, gave it away to Gaetan Haas, and here come the Oilers shorthanded. Haas with a pass in front. Josh Archibald was streaking to the net down the right wing but couldn't catch up to the puck, and the Canucks come back to center. Elias Pettersson through the middle, into the Oilers zone. Made a move around Darnell Nurse, cuts to the right boards, goes back to the line for Besser, left point for Hughes. Back to Brock Besser, right circle. Again to Quinn Hughes at the line, tried a shot, looking for a tip from Miller, but he couldn't touch it. And Ethan Bear gets it in the corner and lifts it high in the air and all the way down on Thatcher Demko.
And the Canucks, you got a minute here to get something going. This first unit has taken pretty much all of the power play time in this game. We haven't seen the second unit out once for any minutes of the power play.
Hughes to center on right wing. Oilers lead 1-0, just under a minute left in the Vancouver power play. Now Miller gains the Oilers line on left wing. Back to Pettersson, across to Horvat right side. Again to Hughes at the line. Left circle, Pettersson trying to pass through the slot, knocked down by Nugent-Hopkins, gets it free for Jujhar Khera, and he'll skate it out to center himself. Khera controlling the puck. Canucks can't catch up to him. Here's Khera around Hughes, trying to cut through the middle. And the puck just rolled off his stick, otherwise he would have been in clean, shorthanded. 1-on-2 on Hughes and Pettersson. And now the Canucks get the puck back with just 25 seconds left in their power play. Myers from behind his own net passes left wing to center for Tanner Pearson in stride. Pearson dumps it in. And he and Gaudette go after it on the forecheck left corner. It's sent back to the line. Here's Myers through the middle. With a wrist shot blocked by Josh Archibald, he'll play it left wing to center as Myers pinched up. And Gaetan Haas is back into the Vancouver zone. Haas trying to get around Hoglander on the left wing, who forced him behind the net. As Puljujarvi's standing in the box, he's allowed back onto the ice. So the Canucks are 0-for-4 on the power play as they clear their own zone.
And powerless in that one. They didn't even get any scoring chances.
Now here's McDavid through the middle. Might have been offside. He's knocked down by Roussel on the back check, and that'll be a Vancouver penalty. The Oilers will get the power play to try and build on a 1-0 lead when we come back. 8:51 left in the third on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network tonight, whether you're here in Vancouver, in Vail Mount, or wherever you're tuning in. We appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter, at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch. Our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650, and you can listen to the games in the Fraser Valley on Country 107.1 FM. Oilers to the power play, leading the Canucks 1-0, but Vancouver wins a faceoff in the defensive zone as Beagle drew it free. I believe it was JT Miller that ended up sweeping it out of the zone. Fourth power play of the game for the Oilers. They're 1-for-3. And here's McDavid, left wing to the Vancouver line. Lost the puck through the middle. Gave it away to Miller, and the Canucks clear yet again.
And Connor McDavid didn't like something there. I don't know if he got hacked on the hands or what. And it was a little one by Jay Beagle. He was looking for a penalty, but I wouldn't have called that either.
Meanwhile, Travis Green was irate at the call on Roussel during the TV timeout. as the Oilers bring it back into the Vancouver zone. Dreisaitl right half boards. Settles the puck down, goes to the line for Tyson Barrie. Now to the left wing for McDavid, trying to pass through the middle. Tipped off the stick, comes to the right side. Dreisaitl with a one-timer, and Demko made a good save up high off his chest. Now Barrie to the right side for Dreisaitl. Low shot, stopped by Demko. Rebound was there in the crease, and the Vancouver goaltender falls on top of it. 7:47 left in the third, 57 seconds left in the Oiler power play. Edmonton leads Vancouver 1-0.
Well, Thatcher Demko, in my opinion, has taken a stronghold here on the number one job. And the more he plays, the better he gets. And in this game right now, he's been the difference. Well, Mike Smith's been good too, but the score's only 1-0. Both goalies have been fantastic, but the score could be vastly different for either team if both goalies weren't as good as they were.
Oilers win the faceoff again. McDavid gets it from Barrie in the right wing faceoff circle. Passes side of the net for Leon Dreisaitl. Canucks have done a good job keeping the top guns of the Oilers to the outside on the PK tonight. As Dreisaitl takes a sharp angle shot, stopped by Demko. Rebound, they score. Jesse Puljujärvi at the side of the net. Snuck it over Demko's shoulder. And the Oilers take a 2-0 lead with 7:25 left in the third.
Well, eventually you give the Oilers enough power play chances, you're going to get burned by one of them, the second highest scoring team in the National Hockey League. And Brandon, you had said it right. The Canucks kept them to the outside pretty well. But this comes up. Connor McDavid just throws it to the side. But this is what happens. This is what the Oilers do. If they don't have anything, they throw it at the net to try to create something. And Dreisaitl, he ends up throwing that off of Thatcher Demko's pad. And Puljujärvi, he just beats Tyler Myers to a loose puck, and I think that might have gone off Myers' stick. And then back up the short side of Thatcher Demko, and that's exactly what happens. Oilers up 2-0.
Sixth of the year for Jesse Puljujärvi as Edmonton improves to 2-for-4 on the power play tonight. And the Canucks 7 minutes away from a fourth straight loss. Not for lack of trying, though. I've liked the way they played tonight, Hershey. They just haven't been able to beat Mike Smith.
No, they haven't, and give Mike Smith credit. And Thatcher Demko. That goal wasn't his fault either, off of Tyler Myers' stick.
Oilers have it in the Vancouver end again. Chris Russell, left point. To the right side, Adam Larson, long shot. Sails over the net of Demko and comes to Jujar Kara on the left wing. Kara dumps it to the corner. Nate Schmidt with it there. Pounds it off the boards for Nils Höglander, who just fights it out over the blue line. It's lifted back in by Tyler Ennis.
Well, the Canucks now 6.5 minutes to go. You're down by two. You got to just, it's full court press.
As they ice the puck on an errant pass from Nate Schmidt behind his own net. The faceoff will come back into the Vancouver zone with 6:20 left in the third, and the Oilers up 2-0.
There's the difference between when you're confident and you're winning and when you're not. Canucks have had just as many opportunities as the Oilers have to score, and you're just not going in. And the Oilers get a chance when the game's on the line and they bury one.
Each team's had four power plays in the game as Demko makes a save up high off Darnell Nurse on a shot from the line and holds on. Oilers are 2-for-4, Canucks are 0-for-4, and that really is the difference in this one tonight.
Well, McDavid and Dreisaitl will get another point each. Brendan, it's just you can't put them on the power play. You know, we knew that. And the Canucks are the most penalized team in the National Hockey League.
11 points in six games now for Connor McDavid. Well, Leon Dreisaitl has 8 points in five games, including this one tonight, with that last assist. So the Oilers continue to roll as Roussel gets a shot from the point, set up by Myers in the Oiler end, and Mike Smith made the save with his glove hand. As I mentioned off the top, Hershey, Edmonton 10-2 since January 30th, the best record in the NHL in that span, and looking full value to improve to 11-2 tonight.
Yeah. And Travis Green has put JT Miller back with Pettersson and Besser. We knew that this was going to happen eventually when they needed a goal.
Make sure to tune in after the game for the Canucks Central post-game show. Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar. We'll take your calls and texts as a puck is tipped over the glass and out of play on the near side. You'll also hear Travis Green's post-game comments on the post-game show and reaction for the players right here on your home of the Canucks. 5:58 left in the third. The Oilers lead 2-0. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5:58 left in the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Oilers lead the Canucks 2-0. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you from the Jim Robson broadcast gondola. Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker brought you the pregame show tonight. Walks was with Bick Nizar at the intermissions. And Sat and Bick will be back for the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Josh Elliott Wolf is providing great production work from our Sportsnet 650 studios tonight. Cam Barra, our executive producer of Canucks Hockey, is with us here at the rink. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action right here along the Sportsnet radio network. Oilers have it behind their own net and are setting up their breakout. Darnell Nurse plays near side for Ethan Bear. He'll go through the middle to center for Dominic Cahoon to the Vancouver line. Passes right boards for Kyler Yamamoto, who's knocked off the puck on the boards by Elias Pettersson and gets it free for Quinn Hughes. Hughes to center, drop pass for Miller. Rink wide to the right side for Tyler Myers, who rims it in behind the Edmonton net. Hughes goes after it on the forecheck near boards. Besser's after it too. Dreisaitl knocks it free to the far side for Nurse. Plays it up the boards, but Myers held it into the line with his skate. Kicked it down the boards, but Yamamoto controls and floats it high in the air to center ice.
Oilers just content to get it out over their blue line and protect their goalie.
As you said earlier, Dave Tippett Hockey 101.
Yep, as soon as you get a lead, they just shut it right down.
And with a team that has as deadly a power play as they do, it's a good strategy. You shut it down, you wait till you get your chance and try to build on it. It's exactly what they've done tonight with two power play goals in the game. Nugent Hopkins, right wing of the Vancouver zone, trying to pass ahead for McDavid. It was knocked down by Horvat, but he couldn't fight it out across the blue line. And Edler goes back to it near corner. Shields it from McDavid, trying to pass through the middle, turned it over. Nugent Hopkins right in front is hooked by Horvat. The Vancouver captain's going to get a trip to the box here in just a second. As the Oilers control, Smith goes to the bench, 6-on-5 with the delayed penalty. McDavid down the left wing. Drops far corner for Nugent Hopkins. Back to the line for Dreisaitl. He'll rim it behind the net for Jesse Puljujärvi. Goes back to Dreisaitl, left point. Across to the right circle, Bouchard. Leaves for McDavid. Tried to go back to Bouchard. Pass was in his skates, and Puljujärvi gets it left wing. Oilers just playing keep away here as finally Nate Schmidt touches the puck, and Edmonton will get its fifth power play of the game with 3:53 left in the third, leading the Canucks 2-0.
Another power play for the Oilers, and this takes 2 minutes. It takes the game down to 1:53. If you don't end up with a shorthanded goal, now you're down by two, and you got to get two goals in a minute 53. But I could see Travis Green pulling his goalie at some point, going 5-on-5. We saw Brock Besser score against the Flames like that. But you just keep putting yourself behind the eight ball, taking all these penalties. That's the fifth one, fifth minor this game, is it not, Brendan?
It is indeed. Oilers already 2-for-4 on the power play. And they win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone. Tyson Barrie, right point, down the near side for Ryan Nugent Hopkins. He'll leave at the half boards for Leon Draisaitl to Barrie at the line. Left point, Darnell Nurse. As Dave Tippett goes with two defensemen on the top power play unit, not taking any chances. Now here's Draisaitl going to the goal out of the right corner. Try to pass through the crease that was blocked by Myers. Edler gets it to center for Brandon Sutter, and he'll carry in 1-on-2 across the Oilers line. Here's Sutter trying to split the defense, nearly snuck between Nurse and Barrie, but was forced to the corner, and then Sutter dumps it back into his own end for Quinn Hughes.
Sutter does have one shorthanded goal on the year, so he will take a chance to try and score.
Now Hughes at his own line, bothered by Nugent Hopkins. Stumbles as he skates back deep into his own end and leaves it across for Myers, who goes back behind the net for Hughes.
I think it's almost where you have to start putting Pettersson or Besser out here on the penalty kill just to try and even get a shorthanded goal.
It's Miller and Pearson right now. And here's Pearson to center. Drop pass for Miller, gains the Edmonton line on right wing, is knocked off the puck by Dreisaitl and Nugent Hopkins. Goes back right wing to center for Tyson Barrie, delays, drops it into his own end for Darnell Nurse. Pretty passive power play here from the Oilers, but why wouldn't you be passive when you're up 2-0 with 2.5 minutes left in the third? Now Jujar Kara, right wing to the Vancouver line. Knocked off the puck by Alex Edler. Pettersson back to it, lost it. Archibald sends in front for Ennis, and a great save by Demko again. Canucks can't clear. Here's Nurse with a one-timer from the top of the right circle. Set up by Bear. Edler blocked it. He's after it in the corner. Archibald battling with Edler. They fall to the ice together. 15 seconds left in the Edmonton power play. And Jordy Benn gets it loose behind the net. Back to Edler, who's got two Oilers right on top of it. Puck is still tied up on the boards. Now Benn gets it behind the net for Besser. Goes up the left wing for Edler. Floats it through the middle to the Oiler line for Besser on right wing. Horvat's out of the box. So the Canucks are back to 5-on-5. And we'll see if they do elect to pull Demko here as Hughes gains the Edmonton line through the middle. There goes Demko to the bench. Hughes on left wing. Tried to connect with Miller in the slot, broken up by McDavid, and he's just content to sweep it out to center ice with 92 seconds left in the third. Now Tyler Myers through the center ice circle to the Edmonton line, was knocked down and dumped it in. Fired it high off the glass. Ethan Bear back to it behind his own goal. Sweeps it up the near side. Hughes pinches in from the line, gets it for Miller. Passes left corner for Tanner Pearson. Pearson scoops it back to Horvat at the line. 6-on-5 for the Canucks. Oilers up 2-0. Now Myers from the right point. Low shot blocked in front by Nurse. He's had to step in front of a couple of heavy shots tonight. But he's able to keep going as the Canucks still have it in the Oiler end. And we're now into the final minute of the third. Myers from the line fakes a shot, takes a shot, and a good blocker save by Mike Smith as Hoglander gets it left corner. Niels Hoglander battling with Ethan Bear along the boards. McDavid in as well. Horvat gets it free. Side of the net, JT Miller into the high slot. Myers tried a shot, but he was tied up by Dreisaitl, and it was tipped wide of the net. Now McDavid in the far corner tries a pass through the middle, tips off a stick, high to the left point, and Myers sweeps it back deep. Hoglander fell as he went for the puck in the near corner, missed it. Yamamoto goes through the middle. Here's McDavid to center. Beautiful move around Hughes. He's in alone on the empty net, and he scores. Connor McDavid hits the 40-point mark. He's the first player in the NHL to do it this year as he scores his team-leading 14th of the season, and the Oilers take a 3-0 lead with 22 seconds left in the game.
Hoglander fell in the corner. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he just blew a tire or tripped on something, but the puck pops out, and it ends up on Connor McDavid's stick. And the one guy that wasn't out there was Pettersson. I didn't see him on the ice. He was still on the bench. But Connor McDavid goes in all alone on a breakaway on an empty net. And did you see what he did, Brendan?
He looked to see if there was someone he could pass it to.
Yeah.
As Canucks go offside of the Oiler line with 14 and a half seconds left in this game.
And he could have given it to Dreisaitl, but I think, you know, he probably was looking for somebody that doesn't have goals or whatever. And, of course, he's just going to, you know, he was in all alone. He wasn't going to do anything silly or embarrass the Canucks that way. But the fact that he thought of that was pretty special. But, yeah, Pettersson on the bench. We need a goal.
Puck is dumped in on Demko. He's going to lift it high all the way down the ice. Mike Smith comes out of the goal to handle, so it won't be icing, and that will do it. The Vancouver Canucks lose their fourth game in a row. Drop every game on this homestand, and they fail to score tonight. Mike Smith picks up his 41st career shutout, stopping all 32 Vancouver shots in a 3-0 win for the Oilers on the road tonight in Vancouver.
Well, the third period when the Canucks needed it most, I got them down for two scoring chances. And that's not good enough. The Oilers shut them right down. And then getting that power play goal, the second one, that ended up doing the Canucks in. And they'll have to go on the road and try and find some sort of team unity to turn this ship around. But right now, four losses in a row is not good. They'd lose this one 3-0 to the Edmonton Oilers.
An Oilers team that's now 11-2 in its last 13. And Connor McDavid hits the 40-point mark in his 22nd game of the season, leading the league in scoring. Once again, the final score at Rogers Arena, the Oilers 3 and the Canucks nothing. For Corey Hirsch, this is Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. The Canucks Central postgame show presented by Kintec Footwear and Orthotics starts right now.